This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. An Opportunity Not to Be Missed, Part 5 by Bambi Girl 44. Chapter 21. That evening, as Mandy lay in her bed, she pondered over what Billy had told her he wanted her to do. It seemed quite easy, something that anyone could do, but for some reason, possibly because he had no real friends, he wanted her to do it. Billy was in fact in deep trouble and facing the prospect of being sent back inside. This was something he wanted to avoid for obvious reasons. His probation officer had received a number of complaints from the other residents at the house about the way he was abusing his position by bullying them and making threats. Now Billy only had a month to go before his probation was up and he was a completely free man. So the prospect of being sent back when he was so close to freedom seemed extremely unfair. His probation officer, Mr. Roberts, was a doddering old fool who was due to retire in less than a year's time. His paperwork skills were, to say the least, poor. Being very forgetful meant that he never seemed to know what he was doing from one day to the next, bad for Mr. Roberts but quite useful for some of his more cunning crooks. Billy realized this, and had long thought that this was something that he too could use to his advantage. Now the only time that old Mr. Roberts ever looks at any of the files he has on his many probationers is when he's due to see them for their 6-weekly review. So he wouldn't give Billy a thought until the day he was due to see him. This meant that if Billy could somehow get someone to access the old fool's diary and remove his final appointment with him, then he would be free of his probation long before Mr. Roberts would ever realize that he hadn't seen him. By the time anyone would realize what had happened, it would be too late to do anything about it, and just go down as an administration error. Brilliant. Now that someone was of course Mandy, and it was to be her for a very good reason. She of course couldn't understand why it needed to be her. It was something that anybody could do. But if that's what he wanted, then who was she to refuse? It was widely known amongst people that knew him that old Mr. Roberts was a bit of a lecherous old pervert. There always seemed to be a position open for the role of his secretary, mainly because they never seemed to stay for more than a day or so. The trouble was he would always employ his secretary based on what she looked like and how young she was. Qualifications didn't come into it. He had a simple rule: when it came to choosing between possible candidates, always go for the one with the biggest tits. Unfortunately for him, however, when you're a balding old fart and pushing retirement age, then you find they don't much care for being constantly ogled. They also don't like it when suggestive comments are made towards them by such an ugly old creep who obviously hadn't a chance in hell of receiving a favorable response. But when you're an old man like Mr. Roberts and you occasionally find yourself lucky enough to be shut in an office all day with a cock-hardening young piece of skirt, then it's pretty hard to control yourself. The result of this was that usually within a day they would always leave, finding his company too uncomfortable. Some had even made complaints. Luckily for the old man, the general feeling amongst his superiors was to just give him a written warning. They felt that as he hadn't actually been accused of doing anything other than looking and passing the odd comment, and considering he had given many years good service and only had a short time to go, then it would be unfair to dismiss him so late in his career. Had he been a handsome young man, then probably nothing would have been said. It was just because he was old and not very pleasant to look at that it was felt he suffered these complaints. You had to feel a little sorry for him. He couldn't help being old, overweight, and ugly. Inside, he was the same as every other man, with urges and needs that he sadly could never fulfill. He couldn't resist a pretty girl. They would come and go, often unaware of how unbearably hard it was for him to look but never touch. He felt it was cruel the way, he believed, they would almost deliberately tempt and tease. Anyway, a result of the complaints, the lecherous old fool knew he was on his last chance, and so had to try and control himself. Not too hard to do when you can no longer get a female assistant anyway. Most of the employment agencies had stopped sending girls and wouldn't deal with him because of the numerous complaints. Therefore, Billy's reason for sending Mandy was obvious. With a reputation like Mr. Roberts had, he was certain to offer her the job straight away. Then she would be in a position to access his file and sort out his problem once and for all. Mandy knew exactly what Billy wanted her to do, and so she took a few days off from her real job and went along to the offices where this man worked to ask for an interview. She figured that if she got the job and started straight away, then she should be able to delete this diary entry within the first day or two at the most. Easy. She dressed herself smart for the interview in a pair of black trousers that were lovely and tight from the waist to the knee before flaring out from the knee all the way to the floor, completely covering her 4-inch heels. Her gorgeous tight ass stuck out beautifully, and the perfect fit of the trousers showed off the individual perfection of each gorgeous round cheek. Underneath, she wore a tiny thong to avoid an obvious panty line. On top, she wore a brand new plain white t-shirt that hugged her as tightly as the trousers. As she walked the long corridor towards the loan office at the far end, she was blissfully unaware of the old man's reputation. Instead, she was more concerned with how old and in bad condition the place seemed to be. Also, as it was at the opposite end of the building to where most of the other offices were, it felt a little creepy. She soon found herself standing at the door and paused a moment to compose herself before she knocked. She heard a deep grumbling voice come from inside the room but couldn't hear what it said, and so she knocked again. "Come in, come in." This time it was clearer, and so Mandy quietly opened the door and stepped into the room. As she entered, she saw the old man sitting at his desk. He was looking down through the small round glasses perched on the end of his nose, reading some papers on his desk. He didn't even look up as he grunted. "Yes?" He assumed it was one of the clerks from upstairs come to collect something, as they often did. Mandy was a little puzzled and unsure of what to do. She gazed around the room. All the furniture was thick with dust, and the place looked more like an antique shop than an office. As she looked at Mr. Roberts, she couldn't help but notice his balding head peppered with a few dirty-looking scabs. He wore an old brown jacket that had seen better days. His shoulders seemed covered in flaking skin and dandruff, and his tie had some obvious remnants of his last meal down the front. His shirt was probably once white, but over the years it had faded to that dull grayish white, and the collar seemed to have a ring of dirt around it where it rubbed on his spotty neck. Mandy cleared her throat before speaking for the first time.
Max?
Excuse me, sir. On hearing a female voice that he didn't recognize, he suddenly went from virtually ignoring Mandy to instantly giving her his full attention. He took his glasses from his face and sat back in his chair as he smiled at her through yellow tobacco-stained teeth. Mandy noticed his chubby red face was covered in spots and nasty scabs. Some of the spots looked like painful boils. He obviously suffered from some sort of skin condition that left him pockmarked all over. It was either that or he simply never washed. He had huge bushy eyebrows with long thick hairs curling back against his forehead. His eyelids seemed to sag, so much so that the red flesh beneath his lower eyelids was exposed like one of those big old drooling dogs. Mandy was momentarily freaked out by his unpleasant appearance. But then she remembered, of course, that this time it was only a job and nothing else had been asked of her, and so what he looked like wasn't of any real importance. He made a disgusting sound as he cleared a load of phlegm from his throat before taking a moment to look her over. He was completely blown away by this incredibly gorgeous young woman standing in his office. He couldn't quite believe it as his brain tried to take in as much information in those first few seconds as it could. He instantly noticed the amazing size of her huge tits, and the way her white t-shirt seemed to cling to their firmness. It was rare to find a girl with such fantastically big tits that wasn't also overweight in some way, and the clingy t-shirt allowed him to see she wasn't overweight. It showed off both the narrowness of her slender waist and the enormous size of her tits. He had never seen such a figure.
"Why, yes, how can I help you?"
"I've come about the job," she told him.
"I heard you had a position open for a secretary."
"Oh, yes, yes," he eagerly replied as he rose to his feet and gestured towards a chair in the far corner.
"Please bring a chair over."
Mandy noticed how scruffy his clothing was. His lower shirt button struggled to contain his round belly as it hung over his trousers. His food-stained tie was too short and unable to reach over his stomach, stopping far short of where his belt was. As she turned and walked across to get the chair, he took the opportunity to check out her ass in the tight black trousers. It was just perfect, so sexy, and as she bent to pick up the chair, the tight trousers seemed to stretch even tighter across her lovely firm round cheeks.
"Oh, what a fucking ass,"
he thought to himself.
"Oh, thank you, God, thank you very much."
She sat herself down on the opposite side of the desk and he asked her to tell him a bit about herself. As she spoke, he found himself mesmerized by her pretty young face framed by her lovely blonde hair. He couldn't remember the last time he saw anyone more beautiful. He watched her pouting moist young lips as she carried on talking about herself. His own mouth started to water as he tried to imagine what it would be like to kiss them. They looked so tempting, so soft and sweet. His imagination started to run away with him as he went from thinking how it would be to kiss them to how it would be to slip his cock between them and have her suck him off. Mandy finished talking and there was an awkward silence for a few moments as Mr. Roberts brought himself back from his daydream.
"Good, excellent,"
he suddenly said as he shuffled some papers.
"Well, the job's yours. When can you start?"
"Right away?"
He hadn't heard a word she had said, but it didn't matter. He wasn't about to let her go, no way.
"Right away?"
"Well, yes, I suppose so."
The lecherous old pervert got to his feet and came around the table to shake her hand. He was instantly, hands-on, with her as he put his arm around her shoulder and took her to the desk in the corner to show her where she would be sitting. He had positioned the desk a long time ago with the possibility of young female staff in mind. It was sideways onto him facing the wall, thus giving him a perfect full-length view of whoever sat at it. He was so excited, but at the same time he knew he didn't want this one to leave like the others. That was the last thing he wanted, and so he knew he would have to be a bit careful. Most of the morning was spent with Mandy doing some filing and typing out letters. She slowly became aware that every time she glanced over at the old man, he was looking at her. This made her a little uncomfortable, but then she was quite used to being stared at by men, and so she tried to think nothing of it. He, on the other hand, was having the time of his life having the company of such a gorgeous hot young thing all to himself. He chatted about all sorts of things. He couldn't stop himself from going on and on. He was just so thrilled with her. All the time he's talking, he's also looking, dreaming, fantasizing, lusting. He couldn't stop thinking how it might be to feel those huge lovely tits in his hands. He had never seen a more perfect pair. It would be a dream come true to squeeze them and find out just how heavy and firm they really were. The more he looked, the more he wanted her. She had his cock so permanently hard. Every time she walked across the room to do some filing, he couldn't take his eyes off her incredible ass and firm thighs and those tight-fitting black trousers. It was driving him crazy. If he didn't break off soon and go for a desperately needed wank, then he was starting to seriously worry that he might lose all control and just grab her and force himself onto her. Luckily, lunchtime arrived and Mandy took herself off out to get something to eat, leaving Mr. Roberts still sitting at his desk. The moment she stepped out and closed the door behind her, the dirty old pervert couldn't wait a moment longer. He hurriedly unzipped his trousers and pulled his rock-hard cock out. Within a matter of just a few seconds, he had grabbed it, pumped it up and down, and shot a huge load of thick, creamy spunk all over the underside of his desk. Oh, thank God. He sighed as he closed his eyes and slumped against the back of his chair, slowly squeezing the remaining spunk from his aching old balls. After a few minutes, he cleaned up the mess and put his dirty old cock back inside his trousers. Just in time, as it turned out, because a couple of minutes later, Mandy came back with her lunch. She sat down to eat it at her desk and started to think about how to get into the diary to do what Billy had sent her there for. As she ate, Mr. Roberts came across and sat on the edge of her desk and started chatting to her again while munching on his own lunch. Mandy found it quite hard to eat with him so near. He was actually putting her off her food. He ate like a pig with his mouth open, and the grubby state of him, coupled with his scab-covered spotty round old face, was making her feel a little sick. Like so many deluded old men, he couldn't see it, and carried on talking to her, confusing her polite kind nature with thinking that she liked him. He was under no false illusion that she fancied him, but he did think that she was at least interested in all the rubbish he was spouting. Through the afternoon, he found it impossible not to look at her, and increasingly difficult to keep his hands off her. After all, he was alone in the office with no chance of being disturbed, and before him was without a doubt the most unbelievably gorgeous, incredibly sexy young woman on earth. She was turning him on so much, but he knew he had to control himself. He had to fight the unacceptable urges welling up inside him. Halfway through the afternoon, Mandy called him over to find out how to access his appointment diary on the computer. The overweight, dirty old pig wasted no time in coming over to show her. She needed to know, even though it meant having him leaning all over her far too close for comfort, while he clicked away on her mouse. "There you are," he said as he placed his chubby old hand on her shoulder and gave it a squeeze. As he did, he spread his fingers downwards to feel the top edge of her boob where it started to swell from her chest. He thought he was being so subtle that she wouldn't notice, but of course she did. It gave her the creeps and sent a chill down her spine as he paused a little longer than necessary before returning to his own desk. Mandy soon found Billy in the diary booked in for 2 weeks' time, but just as she went to click on the button to cancel it, she suddenly had a great idea. From what she could see, it looked as if she could turn this to her advantage. Instead of deleting his appointment, she could bring it forward and have him thrown back into prison straight away, therefore freeing her from any future demands he may have on her. As she looked into it, she found that the only way for that to happen was for Mr. Roberts to fill out a form saying that he was in breach of his conditions of probation and to instruct the police to arrest him and have him locked back up. Thinking it all through, Mandy decided to change his appointment to today, obviously without anybody knowing. Instead, she would fill out the form herself tomorrow and just somehow get him to sign it for her. She would probably have to slip it in with some other papers and just make sure he doesn't read it. It was obvious to Mandy the effect she had on him from the way she kept on catching him ogling her, so it shouldn't be too difficult to distract him at just the right moment. With the plan all worked out in her mind, she switched her computer off and got to her feet. "I'm finished now," she said, hinting that it was time to go home. "Ooh, right, okay," replied the old man as he got to his feet and came over to her desk. For a second or two, he looked awkwardly around as if he had forgotten what he had come over for. Then he put his arm around her shoulders and gave her a friendly squeeze. "Have you enjoyed your first day?" he asked. Mandy tried to lean away from him as much as she could. She didn't like him getting so close.
"Yes, yes, thanks," she replied.
"Good, good, then we'll see you tomorrow."
"Yes, I'll be here."
He was so thrilled to hear her say that as he removed his arm from around her shoulder and said, "That's a good girl." He found being close to her so exciting. She was such a lovely cock tease, and as she turned to leave, he noticed a small speck of dust on her ass. It was too good of an opportunity to miss. He just had to take the chance.
"Oh, wait a moment," he said.
"You've got dust all over your trousers. Must have been that old chair." Mandy looked over her shoulder and down her back but couldn't see anything.
"Have I? Where? Here, let me," he said, playing all innocent and helpful.
"Oh, thank you," came her reply, the exact reply that he had wished for. He stepped up and gently patted her ass as he brushed the speck off with his hand. It was such a thrill for the dirty, rancid old fart, and he was amazed at how firm her cheeks were. He couldn't imagine a more perfect ass. The shape of it, and the teasing way it stuck out was simply lovely.
"Hold on, it's not coming off very easily,"
he lied, taking the opportunity to give it a more vigorous brushing down. He was mesmerized by the way it instantly bounced back to its perfect shape every time he brushed it over. He couldn't believe his luck. He was actually touching this gorgeous young ass, the sort of ass that men like him could only ever dream about. It felt so smooth, the sexy black trousers so very tightly stretched across it. He soon realized that she had no panty line, and a little more daring exploration gave him the thrill of feeling the triangular outline of her tiny thong high up where the steep slope of her ass met the inward arch of her lower back. This all only lasted less than a minute, but it was probably the most exciting minute of his sad old life.
"There you go,"
he said as he gave her ass one last gentle pat.
"All nice and clean for you now."
As Mandy left, she didn't think too much of it. Some girls might have realized what his game was and slapped him, but she had more important things to think about. Old Mr. Roberts, on the other hand, couldn't believe what he had just gotten away with. It went almost unnoticed by her, but meant so much to him. And so he couldn't wait to get home to enjoy some solitary pleasure while recounting the day's events, The following day Mandy decided to dress a little more sexily. She had no desire whatsoever to turn the dirty old pervert on any more than he already was, but she needed to make sure that she was prepared for anything. If her plan went horribly wrong and she found herself either failing or even worse in some sort of trouble, then she knew there was a good chance that a flash of thigh, a glimpse of cleavage, and a sweet innocent smile would probably bail her out. Old Mr. Roberts was at his desk shuffling some paperwork when Mandy arrived sharp at 9 a.m. He had been excited since he first woke up that morning at the prospect of seeing her again. He was so pleased that she had turned up, knowing that there was a real possibility that she may have not bothered. As he looked up to see her, his pleasure quickly turned to a sudden flush of excitement. He couldn't help gasping at just how amazing she looked. Unbelievably, she looked even better than yesterday. His jaw almost hit the desk as his mouth fell open at the sight before him. Unable to speak, he just watched as she slowly walked across the office to her desk. His lecherous old eyes roamed all over the gorgeous blonde 20-year-old, and to be honest, he didn't care if she knew it or not. It was just impossible to tear his gaze away. She wore a very fine quality black suit that consisted of a short jacket that tapered in perfectly to where it stopped at the top of her hips. Down the front it had just three buttons that held it closed, and a V-neck that teasingly showed off just enough of the full swell of her enormous cleavage. It wasn't tardy as it didn't show too much, but what it did show left no doubt as to the wondrous delights contained within. The matching short black skirt was a wet dream come true for the spotty-faced old pervert. It fitted lovely and tight across her firm round cheeks, displaying the perfect outward curve of her gorgeous fit young ass. With legs encased in the smoothest black nylon and a pair of black high heels, she had his cock growing instantly in his grubby old trousers until within a matter of seconds it was fully hard. She pulled her chair out and sat down at her desk, crossing one leg over the other. As she did, he noticed the dark band of a stocking top appear. It was such an incredibly sexy sight, and he simply couldn't resist reaching under his desk and giving his erection a little squeeze as he ogled the beautiful scene before him. "Will you naughty little minx?" he thought to himself as he wondered if she knew what she was doing by wearing stockings with such a very short skirt. Did she have any idea of the effect she was having on him? The morning went on with poor old Mr. Roberts unable to concentrate on anything except for Mandy. Every time she would get up and go to the filing cabinet, he would be sat there with his tongue hanging out, glaring at her with lust in his dirty old eyes. She was sending him crazy. Every time she bent over to reach the lower drawers, he felt the unmistakable wetness of pre-cum leak from the tip of his cock into his smelly old underpants. Her ass in that short, tight skirt was just beyond compare. As the morning wore on, the old boy found it impossible to concentrate on his work. All he could do was look at Mandy and wish beyond all wishes that she would just let him have his way with her. While lost in these thoughts, he accidentally knocked a pot of drawing pins over the front edge of his desk, causing them to spill all over the floor. "Oh, blast it," he said as he got to his feet and walked around to the front of the desk to survey the minor devastation. "Here, let me." Mandy chirped up as she got to her feet and came across and crouched down in front of him to pick them up. The dirty old devil just stood there looking down at the position and height of her head. It was just inches away from his stifled erection. He smiled to himself as he fantasized. From this position, he couldn't help imagining himself running his fingers through her lovely silken blonde hair. And if she was a kind and generous soul, she would unzip his trousers and slip her sweet tender mouth over his cock and suck him off. It was agony having her right there for the taking, but being able to do nothing about it. Things only got worse as he realized from this position he had a clear uninterrupted view straight down to her amazing cleavage. The full upward swell of her lovely big tits, so smooth and tanned, was all there for him to see and enjoy. As she reached forward to pick up more of the pins, his eyes almost popped out of his head as he got a glimpse of the black lace edge of her bra. He was in turmoil. Maybe she would see the bulge in his trousers, take the hint, and fulfill his fantasy. Who was he kidding? That was never going to happen, not in a million years. But the more he looked down at her, the more he had to wrestle with the demons within. His mind was all over the place. He could just pull his cock out right now and wank himself off. Within a matter of seconds, he could be covering her pretty face and huge tits in his filthy old spunk. It would be so easy, and the thought was so tempting. He wanted so badly to do it. It was a struggle, but he had to keep himself in control. That control was soon tested to the limit as she dropped to her knees and had to reach under the desk to gather the remaining few pins. With her head on the floor looking under the desk, her ass was thrust up in the air. The old boy stood behind her as she scrambled around under the desk with his mouth wide open at the sight of her short skirt stretched so tightly across her firm round cheeks. He could now clearly see the edge of her stocking tops. He couldn't believe the sight and fell to his knees behind her. He bit down on his hand as he fought with the incredible temptation to just reach forward and grab it. Kneeling directly behind her like this, he could easily imagine himself pushing that skirt up and, taking her beautiful hips in his hands, driving his cock straight into her gorgeous cunt. "Ooh, just imagine," he thought to himself as he grabbed his cock and, lost in the fantasy of it all, rubbed it up and down through his old trousers. The dirty old pervert couldn't pull his eyes away from her gorgeous pert young ass in that tiny little skirt as she innocently carried on picking up the pins. He wanted her so badly, she was driving him crazy. It took all of his strength and willpower to not just take her there and then. He could fuck her now. She couldn't escape. There would be nothing she could do. "Oh God, help me," he thought to himself. "No, no," he told himself. "God, no." With his head spinning, he got to his feet and rushed back around to his seat. He had to stop playing with himself before he shot his load in his underpants. This was torture. He had to control himself. At last, Mandy had gathered all the pins and went back over to her own desk where she carried on with her work.
Old Mr. Roberts was left with a desperate erection that was in need of some serious attention. He knew that as soon as she went to lunch, he would have to get it out and relieve himself. As lunchtime approached, Mandy knew she would have to get him to sign the form that would send Billy back to prison.
"Just these to sign," she said as she placed it onto his desk between a few others.
As she leaned forward, she saw him looking at her tits. The hungry look on his scabby old spot-covered face made her feel sick. She hated the way he looked at her. How dare he? As if she would be interested in a dirty old man like him, with his fat belly and lack of personal hygiene. How could he think anyone would find him attractive? He was revolting, and from his constant ogling you would think he had never seen a girl before in his entire life. But Mandy knew she had to be clever. She needed to be free of Billy. That was more important than anything else. So she smiled sweetly and allowed him his free look, waiting patiently while he signed the papers. When he came to Billy's, he stopped and looked at it. Mandy started to panic. This had to work. She had to be free of him. Who knows what future demands he might place on her. Her plan had to work, no matter what. Then her biggest fear happened. He told her that this wasn't right, and he wasn't going to send him back inside. Instead, he had already decided that he was just going to give him a final warning. As he continued looking at it, he asked her somewhat puzzled where the form had come from and who had filled it in. Mandy stuttered and stammered as she tried to explain how she had filled it in to save him time. He wasn't having it, and sat back in his creaky old chair and threw the paper across the table.
"I don't understand," he said to her.
"There's more to this than meets the eye." Mandy just stood there like a rabbit caught in a car's full beam. The old man thought for a moment but couldn't figure out what was going on and why she had done this. It all seemed a little suspicious. As he thought, his mind went into overdrive and he started to wonder if he could possibly turn this to his advantage. Just looking at her standing there had his frustrated, stinking old cock desperately throbbing in his underpants and crying out for relief. Mandy could see the thoughts going through his dirty old mind and already had a pretty good idea what he was thinking. It was the same as every other man she had ever met. She had to think, what was she prepared to do if needed? He was a dirty, smelly, disgusting old man. His face was so ugly, covered in those nasty spots and scabs. She didn't want to have to give him what she was quickly starting to realize he wanted. But then the choice was either that or face a lifetime of endless demands from Billy. She knew deep down there really was no choice. Now he knew nothing of her problem with Billy. All he could see was an opportunity to threaten her with the sack, and the deluded old fool thought that just maybe she might be prepared to do something for him to save her job. He knew there was no way it could really work. But to look at her standing there, he knew it had to be worth a try. Even to just get a quick feel of those lovely big tits would mean so much more to him than she could ever know. He pretended to be angry and kicked his chair back as he got to his feet, telling her that in circumstances like this he would normally be giving her the sack. Now, of course, Mandy didn't care about that, as she had no intention of ever coming back after today anyway. All she needed was for him to sign that form. The blustering old fart went on to crudely suggest that he may be persuaded to overlook this incident. He raised his thick, bushy eyebrows and looked her up and down. It was blatantly obvious what he was getting at. Mandy was disgusted by the suggestion. He was repulsive, and the thought of it made her stomach churn. She could see beads of sweat forming on his scab-encrusted bald head, and a look of hope in his pathetic old eyes. She quickly glanced down at his scruffy, unwashed trousers to see the obvious erection that he made no attempt to hide. The priority for Mandy, however, was to get that form signed no matter what. The alternative was unthinkable. She had to see this through. It was her one and only chance, and she had to take it.
"Oh, please don't fire me," she pleaded. "I need this job so badly."
It was an Oscar-winning performance.
How badly?"
His suggestion was obvious, and reluctantly Mandy was forced to play along.
"Well, if you just sign the form and forget all about it, then maybe I'll show you."
Oh God, what an unbearable tease. His cock was straining at the seams of his stained old underpants. She was simply mouth-watering. He was getting more and more desperate. He didn't care about the form. All he cared about was the gorgeous young creature in front of him. Quickly, he grabbed a pen and signed. Mandy was thrilled. Surely it couldn't be that easy. She then realized that it wasn't. He took the form and placed it in his desk drawer.
"Well, I've signed it. So now what will you do to get it?"
She now had no other choice. She hated the sight of the filthy old creep, but she knew what he wanted, and she knew what had to be done. Without a word, she walked around to stand in the narrow space between him and the desk. As she leaned against it, the old man found himself almost drooling at the way her short black skirt stretched tightly across the tops of her luscious nylon-clad thighs. As his gaze roamed upwards, all he could think was how he wanted to tear open that expensive jacket to see the treasures she had concealed within. Then, as his eyes met hers, he could control himself no more. Such a pretty, sweet young face. So innocent, so beautiful. The temptation was too much. He couldn't help himself.
"Oh God, I'm sorry,"
he blurted out as he lunged himself at her and, throwing his arms around her, went to kiss her.
"I can't help it.
His words trailed off to a muffled moan as he forced his mouth over hers and started to force himself onto her, kissing her with such incredible desperation. Mandy was pinned against the desk, unable to move as the disgusting old pig slobbered all over her. His breathing was quick and his words frantic and hurried.
"Oh God, I want you. Oh yes, 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 Sam,"
he groaned as he tried to push his horrible, smelly tongue into her mouth. His podgy old hands slid down into the dip of her lower back until they reached the steep outward slope at the top of her ass. He couldn't stop himself. He found her so irresistible. As they moved lower, he felt the smooth tightness of her skirt as it stretched across her firm, outward thrusting young cheeks. It was all just so unbelievable. Like a dream. Within a second or two, he let out a sigh as he felt the firm tightness of each shapely cheek, one in each hand.
Unable to help himself, his hands were soon all over her ass, feeling squeezing, groping. He was out of control, like some sort of crazy wild beast. His excitement only grew as he spread his hand around the outside of her thigh and felt the unmistakable outline of her lace suspenders through the short, tight little skirt.
Oh God, yes, yes, he went on.
Then as Mandy felt him start to tug her skirt up, she knew he was getting overexcited. She had to try and take some sort of control. It was obvious what needed to be done. She wasn't going to talk her way out of this one. She had seen it all before and knew enough to know that this was a man who wasn't going to stop until he got what he wanted. With a bit of a struggle, she managed to push him back and told him to sit back in his chair. He ignored her request to begin with and came back at her to continue his assault. Several times he did this, and each time she pushed him back until the dirty old slob smiled arrogantly at her as he slowly sat himself back down. He gave an obvious look to the door where the form was before looking back at her with a broad grin across his spot-covered scabby old face. The message was clear. If she wanted it, then she knew what she had to do. The filthy old pervert licked his lips as he looked Mandy up and down. He wasn't going to wait long, and she knew it. He watched as reluctantly she started to undo the buttons on her jacket. His eyes widened and he let out a sigh as she slipped it from her shoulders and it fell onto the desk behind her. All she wore underneath was a very fine quality black lace half-cup bra.
Oh God, yes, fucking hell,
he whispered as he marveled at the size each lace cup holding her beautiful big tits perfectly in place. Next she turned her back to him and asked if he would be so kind as to unzip her skirt. He had to pinch himself to make sure this was really happening. She didn't need to ask him twice. He shifted forward in his seat and slowly ran the zipper down. His tongue was hanging out, and he started to dribble as he started to peel the fine black material downwards. Right before his eyes, her gorgeous shapely ass came into view, and as her skirt slipped down her nylon-clad legs to the floor, he found himself inches away from the most perfectly smooth round pair of ass cheeks he had ever seen. The image was incredible and made the more exciting by the thin black lace thong panties that emerged from between them and the matching suspender belt. As she turned back to face him, he just stared at the small triangle of sexy black lace that covered the ultimate desire between her legs. The dream of all dreams was right there, concealed by no more than a flimsy piece of lace. The image was made even more fantastic by the black suspender straps that ran down her thighs to where they clipped onto her gorgeous black stockings. He sat back in his chair looking up at a vision more beautiful, more incredible than anything the universe could offer. As he stared, he unbuckled his trousers and loosened his zipper. Mandy knew she had to get this done, and so reluctantly she walked around to stand at the side of him as close as she could get. He looked disgusting as she gazed over his scabby bald head and his dandruff-covered shoulders. So, not wanting to take the time to think about what she was about to do, she just stooped forward and forced herself to kiss him passionately on the lips. As she did, he opened his mouth, which left her with no choice, and her tongue started to gingerly explore the inside of his mouth. As this was going on, he reached up and groaned with pleasure as he placed a hand on each bra-covered tit. Slowly he started to squeeze. He had never in his life had his hands on such a huge pair. He assumed they would be soft and squidgy, but was stunned and amazed to find how heavy and so incredibly firm they were. He knew he shouldn't be surprised that she was only 20 years old, but he couldn't get over how they felt. They were pure perfection. He wanted more. He needed them free of their confines. He thought it a selfish crime to hide such wonders from the world. As if she knew what he was thinking, she straightened herself back up and reached behind to unhook her bra. She hated what she was having to do and felt sickened by the hungry, lustful look all over his repulsive face. But it had to be done. If she needed an incentive, then she would just think of Billy, and where all that could lead to. So slowly she allowed her bra to fall away until the filthy old pervert found himself with her huge young tits completely naked right before his eyes. He grabbed hold of them and pulled them towards his face. As he locked his mouth over one of her bullet-sized nipples, he dropped one hand and slowly brought it up between her legs. Apparently without a care for what Mandy wanted, he cupped her pussy in his hand and started to slowly massage it through her black lace panties.
Oh yes, he grunted. Feels nice and moist.
He was right. She couldn't control the gentle but ever-increasing flow of juice that was starting inside her. Before she got too into it, Mandy knew she had to try and finish him off as quickly as possible. She was only too aware of how her body would let her down by responding to this disgusting treatment. She stepped back and repositioned herself between his legs.
What do we have here?
She teased. She knelt down and pulled the waist of his trousers and underpants halfway down his spotty white old thighs. His cock was now fully exposed and fully erect. In fact, it was as hard as stone and soaked all over where pre-cum had been almost pouring from it. He never in his wildest dreams thought he would ever have a gorgeous blonde 20-year-old like Mandy kneeling between his legs with her lovely sweet young face just inches from his rampant old erection. She looked up at him through her big beautiful eyes and innocently bit on her bottom lip as she asked in her naive girly way.
Now what should I do? Oh God, please, please, oh please, I'm begging you.
He knew she was teasing. She knew exactly what to do.
Of course she knew what to do, even though his cock was big and smelly, and she really didn't like the look of it.
As she looked up at the dirty old bastard's greedy, sweaty face, she knew she had to get it over with. He watched her pretty, fresh, innocent face get closer to his disgusting old cock. The anticipation was electric. His cock twitched and jerked as more pre-cum oozed from its tip. Then, as she seemed to look up lovingly into his eyes, she pressed her soft, tender lips gently against it. He let out a loud groan. It felt incredible. And it only got better as she pushed her tongue out against it and began to lick around its sensitive purple head. She held the base in one hand and slowly started to pump it up and down as she cupped his balls in the other.
And what a lovely big hard cock,
she told him as her tongue gently swirled around its tip. Of course it wasn't lovely at all, it was disgusting. The horrible dirty old thing made her feel sick, but she had to make it look good.
Oh, that's so good, oh look at you.
He whispered as he watched the incredible sight of her lovely, sweet, sensual mouth gently slip over his dirty, stinking, hard old tool. It was just too much, more than he could stand. He couldn't control the urges welling up from deep within for another second. He grabbed the arms of the chair tightly as she started to suck hard on it with her tongue pressed against the sensitive underside of his glands. He was in heaven. Nothing in life could ever better this. He had to do nothing other than just sit there feeling like a god as the sexiest girl on earth worked her beautiful, soft, wet mouth all over his rigid old cock. Mandy knew what was about to happen, and she wasn't wrong. Suddenly he let out a painful-sounding cry.
A-A-R-G-H!
And Mandy's mouth was suddenly full of his dirty, thick, hot spunk. The old man's hips bucked up and down as he pumped more and more of it into her. He had never known such a feeling as he kept on coming over and over. He grabbed her head afraid that she might recoil. He needed to keep going until he had completely finished. It was the most incredible sensation, and as she tried to swallow as much as she could, she couldn't prevent much of its vast quantity from pouring from her mouth and running back down all over his cock. He smiled to see her struggling to cope with it all. It looked so good to see her lovely, fresh, clean mouth full of his filthy, sticky old sperm. Soon enough, Mandy could tell he was spent and slowly slipped his cock from her mouth and got back to her feet. She went over to her desk to get a tissue to clean herself up with. It was as if she had forgotten she was only wearing her sexy black lace panties, matching suspender belt, and stockings. Yet another treat for old Mr. Roberts as he watched the gentle bounce of her big round naked tits. She looked so incredibly sexy, so much so that his old cock never really had chance to relax and was soon at its full hardness again. Standing with her back to him, he admired her slender waist and the way it emphasized the curvaceous shape of her hips and ass. He wanted more of her, and if she wanted that form, then she would have to give him what he wanted. Mandy turned to see he had got to his feet and was standing there in just his grubby old shirt, tie, and socks, nothing else. It wasn't a very attractive sight, but she could see from the familiar look on his spotty red face and the erection sticking out from under his belly that she was going to have to do more. He stepped up to her and kissed her again, only this time he took his time in allowing his hands to slowly explore and feel her gorgeous hot young body all over. Her skin was as smooth as silk, and he found himself growing ever more excited as he gently fondled her ass and tits. She knew what had to be done, and suddenly he felt her hand take hold of his hard cock and start to feel up and down it.
Ooh yes, you dirty bitch, you love it, don't you?
He grunted in her ear. With that, he stepped back and swept his arm across her desk, clearing it in an instant.
On the desk,
he ordered her. Mandy sat on the edge of the desk and dragged herself back until she was far enough to lie down on her back with her feet on the edge and her knees in the air. The old man reached for her panties and pulled them down and off in one go. Next, he ordered her to open her legs and show him her cunt as he pulled up a chair and sat himself directly between them.
Finger yourself,
said the disgusting old pervert abruptly.
Go on, make yourself nice and wet.
Mandy had no choice as she slipped her hand down and started to gently play with her pussy while he watched, salivating from just inches away. She found it all very humiliating but knew she had to do as he asked if she wanted to be free of Billy.
Ooh yes, yes,
he muttered as she slipped two fingers up inside and slowly started to play with herself. She closed her eyes and tried to think of something else, something that would be a turn-on, not like the revolting old creep sat between her open legs. He grew more and more excited as he could see and hear her getting wetter and wetter. He found it so exciting that he pulled her hand away and rammed the four fingers of his right hand straight into her now well-lubricated cunt. Mandy let out a gasp as the old guy started finger-fucking her as hard and fast and deeply as he could.
Oh yes, yes, you love it, you dirty little slut, you can't get enough, can you?
He said excitedly. The harder and faster he went, the wetter she got, and soon it was running out down the crack of her ass and forming a pool on the table. He couldn't control himself any longer, and so got to his feet and dragged her closer until her ass was almost off the edge of the table. Then, standing between her legs, he lined his cock up to her now dripping cunt and with one almighty thrust pushed it straight in. It felt amazing, so tight despite the four-finger treatment. He rammed himself into her and started bucking away as he fell on top of her. He instantly went to work on her tits, sucking and chewing them all over, muttering away constantly as he did.
Mmm, oh yes, you dirty bitch. Mmm, lovely, lovely, oh yes.
He reached up to her face and pushed his juice-covered fingers into her mouth.
Ooh yes, you filthy slut.
He groaned as she sucked them clean.
I bet I know what you want, mmm. I bet I know exactly what you fucking want.
As he spoke, he quickly pulled himself out and manhandled her over onto her stomach. Now laying face down on the desk, he quickly climbed on top of her and looked down at the gorgeous round cheeks of her ass thrusting up in the air.
You want me to fuck you in the ass, don't you? You want my big fat cock up that lovely tight asshole?
He grunted as he puffed and sweated all over her. Before she could answer, she felt him pushing his hardness between her cheeks. She could tell how excited he was from all his heavy, rapid breathing and constant muttering.
Ooh yes, 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 oh fuck yes.
He had never felt anything tighter in his life as his well-lubricated cock forced its way deeper and deeper into her tight little asshole. It took some effort and time, but soon he was in all the way to his balls, and as he lifted himself halfway out again ready to start pounding into her, he whispered into her ear.
I've wanted to fuck that gorgeous ass ever since you first walked in here.
He was so crude and disgusting as he went on.
If ever I saw an ass crying out to be fucked, it's yours.
As he finished muttering in her ear, he suddenly started slamming his cock in and out of it over and over, faster and faster.
Oh fuck, that's tight,
he cried.
Oh yes, yes, yes. He raised himself up with HS hands and looked down her back to where her ass rose up from it like hills from a valley. It looked just amazing to his cock slamming in and out between those beautiful firm cheeks. It was too much, it just looked and felt too good, and already he suddenly felt himself starting to climax. Ooh fuck yes yes yes! His cries rang around the office as he felt an incredible surge of spunk powering from his balls and gush through his cock. Ard yes. He cried as he pumped and pumped her ass full of the dirty thick stuff over and over again. All the while Mandy had to just lay there and take it in the hope that after this he would have had enough. All too soon for the old boy he was spent and his heavy bulk collapsed on top of her while his cock pumped and pulsated every last drop into her. After a minute or two he pulled himself out, as he did a great big blob of spunk followed and ran down between her cunt lips. Feeling satisfied, the old codger went back to his own desk and slumped down heavily in his chair. For a good 5 minutes or more they both rested where they were until Mandy decided to make her move. As she clambered off the table she thought the time was right to grab that form. She came across in just her stockings and suspenders and nothing else and opened the drawer to get it. As she did he couldn't resist grabbing her and pulling her onto his lap. Get that in a minute, he told her. Do you have any idea how fucking gorgeous you are? As he spoke he started to kiss her neck and the side of her face. He knew he would probably never get a chance like this again. So like a slobbering grunting old pig he made the most of it. I just can't get enough of you, he told her. I'm lovely, oh yes, so fucking lovely I'm. Please don't, please. She pleaded as she tried to pull away. His response was to just laugh and tell her how she was a naughty girl and not to be such a tease. He couldn't believe how sexy she was. He had shot his load twice in the last 30 minutes and his cock was already hardening up again. He had never experienced such feelings. He honestly would never have thought he had it in him. But then this girl was in a whole class of her own. She really was something else. He ran his fingers through her lovely soft blonde hair, turned her face towards his, and kissed her passionately on the lips. His hands again started to wander all over her lovely firm young body. He was finding it impossible not to get excited again. And you're just so lovely. He groaned as he fondled her lovely big naked tits. Was all he could say as his kissing grew more passionate, more desperate. Mandy felt sickened by this filthy old creep but knew that maybe if she put in one last great effort then she would be able to get the much needed form and finally get out of there. Deciding to just get on with it she lifted her ass off his lap and reached down behind herself for his now fully hard cock. As she fumbled with it he let out a series of groans, obviously enjoying the touch of her soft fingers taking hold of it. With her legs still together, and to his side she slowly lowered herself down to sit back on his lap. This time however the old boy got the most amazing sensation as he felt the tip of his cock press against her moist pussy lips. Not lowering herself any further for a moment Mandy slowly rubbed the tip of his cock between them so it could find its way in. As she felt it part her lips she carefully lowered herself down. As she did so his cock started to squeeze its way into her incredibly tight wet tunnel. With her knees clasped tightly together it meant that he felt huge, almost too big in fact as she sat herself down, but a gentle rotation of her hips seemed to make the going a little easier. Oh my God! He cried as the tightly gripping walls of her cunt slowly slid down the full length of his excited tool. Eventually she was sitting firmly on his lap just as before, only this time she had his dirty big cock buried deep all the way inside her. The whole experience only got better for the lecherous old pervert as she started to rock her hips back and forth. His cock was being squeezed and massaged so expertly by the tightness of her lovely wet cunt that he knew at this rate he wasn't going to last long. Sitting on his lap like this meant his hands were free to play with her gorgeous body all they wanted. So with her squirming around on his cock and seeming to grow in excitement he decided to make the most of it. He felt her all over. Her skin was so soft and smooth as he allowed his hands to roam all over her fondling, squeezing and groping every part of her exquisitely voluptuous firm 20-year-old body. Mandy suddenly found to her surprise that she was slowly starting to build to an orgasm. His cock was obviously having the desired effect. With her excitement growing she twisted towards him and put her arms around his spotty old neck as she started to bounce and rotate her ass up and down on his lap. She closed her eyes as she rode him harder and harder. The squelching sound of her soaking cock-filled pussy rang around the room. The dirty old boy just sat and watched as she jumped and writhed around on his monster erection. Her gorgeous tits bounced around right in front of his face. He could see how erect her nipples now were, and he wasted no time in locking his mouth over one and sucking it as hard as he could. He tried to devour as much as he could cram into his filthy slobbering mouth, groaning and drooling all the time. Having her nipples assaulted in this way only got Mandy more excited. Oh, you dirty old pervert! She cried as she tossed her lovely blonde hair back with a backward flick of her head. Oh yes, eat my tits, go on, Emo, suck them, squeeze them, use them. He couldn't believe his ears as she pushed her tits into his scabby red old face and rubbed them around all over it. After a few minutes she found the sitting sideways on his lap awkward and, still impaled on his cock, swiveled to face away from him, grabbing the edge of the desk in her hands. With his knees apart and hers still tightly together the sensation just got better and better as she now found with her back to him the position made it much easier for her to bounce herself up and down the full length of his stiff old tool. He couldn't believe the sight of her perfectly shaped ass as she squirmed up and down on him, smothering the full length of his erection with her cunt juices. He reached out and stretched his hands around her slender waist, wanting to feel her amazing curves before moving them down and out over her beautiful round cheeks. Mandy was getting more and more into it as she started to moan loudly and reached down to feel his swollen old balls in their hairy old sack. Soon it was all too much for the old boy and he needed to take control. With a huge grunt, he got to his feet and pushed her forward until her thighs were squashed against the edge of the desk. She stood there leaning forward as he reached around and grabbed her huge swaying tits in his podgy old hands. He gripped them tightly as he started pummeling into her, his balls swinging violently back and forth between her legs.
God, them fucking tits are huge, ooh fucking hell yes!
As he spoke, saliva ran from the corners of his mouth and dribbled from his chin onto her back.
Oh yes, fuck me, you filthy dirty pig!
Mandy suddenly cried.
Fuck me, come on, harder, harder!
He needed no more encouragement as he grabbed her hair with one hand and pulled her head right back while the other hand continued to maul and grope her tits.
Fucking take it, you cock-hungry bitch!
He cried as he grunted and sweated away.
Ooh, fuck, that's deep.
He groaned as he felt his cock ramming against the entrance to her womb. He was going at her so hard that every upward thrust almost lifted her feet clean off the floor. Mandy was now completely lost in the whole experience, and she knew the much-needed orgasm was only seconds away. With him slamming himself into her as hard and fast as he could, it didn't take long before he let out an ear-piercing cry.
Yes, fuck, yes, 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 I'm coming! Arg!
At the same time, Mandy too let out a shriek, and her juices gushed from deep within herself all over his invading manhood. The old man's cock went off like a pump-action shotgun, shooting huge dollops of his thick creamy goo right up inside her. It was yet another incredible sensation as he pounded and slammed himself into this gorgeous creature as hard as he could. He grabbed her hips and held her tight as he filled her tender sweet young cunt with more spunk than it could handle. All he could do was let out a long satisfied sigh as he looked down to see himself emptying his dirty smelly old spunk deep into this most gorgeous sweet thing. Mandy remained still while he allowed himself a few minutes to finish off, randomly jerking and groaning as he did. It took a few minutes, but she knew she couldn't hurry him. He was obviously making the most of every last second. Soon he stepped back and his spent old tools slithered out of her as he slumped down onto the chair completely exhausted. Taking advantage of his sleepy state, Mandy grabbed the form from the desk and quickly took it over to the fax machine. She dialed in the relevant number and then dressed herself as she watched it being sent to its destination. Once it was gone, she made the excuse that she needed the toilet and left the room with no intention of ever returning.
Chapter 22.
It had been over 2 weeks now since Mandy had successfully got Billy sent back to prison, and Mr. Roberts still to this day had no idea who she was. She had left him that afternoon thinking that she would be returning the following day, but of course she never did. She was trying to get back to living her life how she wanted to and without any interference from George or Ted. She knew deep down that she hadn't seen the last of them, but for now she was enjoying being in control and doing the things that she wanted to. Ted was of course still being kept occupied by Allison, and so he wasn't any threat for now. George, however, was just waiting to be clear of his parole period, and as soon as he was, he would be wasting no time in getting back to grips with her. So it seemed that, for the time being at least, Mandy was indeed free of their demands. Of course, when you're 20 years old and blessed with such a pretty young face and the sort of body that makes just about every man stare at you, then you're always going to receive a fair amount of unwanted attention. Attention comes at someone like Mandy from all directions, and so there is always going to be somebody never too far away looking for a chance. But this was something that she had grown used to. She knew how sad men were, and the effect she had on them, and yet still she never really saw it as a problem. Despite everything that had happened to her, she still liked to dress in a way that best displayed her curvaceous figure. She felt that she was incredibly lucky to have such assets, and never tired of seeing how men reacted to her. However, she was still a little naive as to the workings of the male mind. She knew they obviously liked the way she looked, and she even knew that most of them would probably give anything to have sex with her. But remarkably, she still didn't really think much beyond that. If she knew what most of them were really thinking and wishing they could do to her, then she would probably be horrified. But she didn't, and so she continued to naively lay temptation in their path, something that would surely keep on leading her into trouble. One of the things she had decided it was time to tackle was learning to drive. She felt it was about time she did something about it, and the freedom that being able to drive would bring may be just what she needed. Luckily for her, she had a father who spoiled her, and had always said that whenever she was ready, then he would pay for the lessons. She felt that the time had arrived as things were changing around her to remind her that she wasn't a kid anymore. In particular, her cousin had announced she was getting married in a couple of months and had asked Mandy to be her chief bridesmaid. Of course, she was thrilled and honored to be asked, and was very much looking forward to it. So with people around her moving on in life, she made the decision to move on herself in some way, hence the decision to learn to drive. Now, luckily for Mandy, her father was acquainted with a man in the next street that had recently retired and had taken his driving instructor's course so he could keep busy and earn a bit of extra cash teaching people part-time. He was an old Indian guy called Mr. Naseem. Until recently, he used to run the corner shop at the end of his road. He was 67 years old, and had been married to the same woman for over 45 years. They were a typical old married couple, seemingly decent people, nice and friendly, with a polite nod or smile for everyone they passed in the street. They had lived in the same house for their entire marriage. Things were a little stale and boring between them, but they accepted that that was just how it was at their time of life. For the past few years, they had even taken to sleeping in single beds, as getting a good night's sleep was far more important these days than anything else. Mrs. Naseem had long since been through the change of life, and so any action in the bedroom department was now a dim and distant memory for her poor old husband. Now Mandy's father approached Mr. Naseem about driving lessons for Mandy, and soon had struck a fairly good deal. His client list was very short. In fact, he only had two other pupils, so he was delighted to be of help. He of course knew exactly who Mandy was, as did most people in the neighborhood, and he couldn't help feeling he had scored a bit of a jackpot. Firstly, he was glad to be handed a client on a plate in this way, and secondly, he was just a little excited at the prospect of teaching that gorgeous blonde girl with the huge tits that he had seen and often chatted to in his store. He went back to tell his wife the good news about having another client. When he told her it was Mandy, she too knew exactly who she was.
"Well, you just behave yourself,"
she told him, rolling her eyes back. She had seen the way he often looked at attractive young Western girls in the street, but knew there was no chance of him ever being unfaithful with one. The reason was fairly obvious. He was a short, slightly overweight, lazy old Indian man with bad breath and body odor, and the sort of girls she would catch him eyeing up were, to say the least, a million miles out of his league. Also because she knew a lovely, pretty young thing like her must have the pick of any guy she wanted, and would never give a silly old fool like him a second look. She knew he liked the look of these girls, who wouldn't? But deep down she had always assumed her husband to be as uninterested in sex as she now was, particularly since it had been so long for either of them and he never really seemed to raise the subject. What she didn't know, however, was that that wasn't strictly true. He was still a man with urges and would often masturbate alone in his bed when she was asleep. This was his only constant source of release, and as time went on he found that far from being less interested, as he grew older the opposite seemed to be the case. Being of the older generation, he would have been embarrassed if his wife ever knew, and so it was something he kept to himself. Now obviously when old Mr. Nassim would lay in his bed fantasizing, the one person he never thought of was his wife. She was just a typically plain frumpy old Indian lady, and certainly not the stuff of fantasies. Now Mandy had always been a regular in his shop, and he had to admit he had always enjoyed looking her over and allowing his imagination to wander whenever she came in. She had everything he ever longed for, and she would more often than not be the source of his quiet bedtime fantasies. The arrangements were made and Mandy was due to have her first lesson the following evening. She was nervous but excited at the prospect of getting behind the wheel of a car and couldn't wait to get started. She knew the old Indian guy from his days running the store, and although he was always polite and friendly, there was always something she didn't much care for about him. She often thought she was being unfair in her opinion of him because he had done nothing to ever upset her. It was just that she always thought him to be a bit dirty and smelly, and although he would greet her with a big smile, she often thought she caught him looking her up and down in a way that made her feel a little uncomfortable. She wasn't sure though, perhaps he looked at everyone in that way, or perhaps she was just being paranoid. However, she trusted her father's judgment, and as he had arranged everything, she felt sure it would be perfectly safe and she had nothing to worry about. Of course, what people saw on the outside with Mr. Nassim, a polite and friendly old man, wasn't always an indication of what he was thinking and feeling on the inside. The truth is that ever since he could remember, he had always had a thing for white Western girls. They excited him. He found them just so incredibly tempting, especially the pretty blonde ones. He of course knew that they didn't find men like him even remotely attractive. He would have more luck winning the lottery than ever getting close to one. Even when he was younger, they showed no interest in him at all. So at his age now, he knew the only way he would ever get one would be in his dreams. The following evening came and Mr. Nassim pulled up outside of her house as arranged and beeped his horn. The front door opened and Mandy came bounding out all excited.
"Oh my God!"
he whispered under his breath as he watched her coming towards him. He couldn't believe it. She was just so gorgeous. Perfection was the only word for it.
"Oh my, just look at that!"
he muttered to himself as he reveled in the sight of what had to probably be the sexiest young girl he had ever seen heading towards him. Her tits looked so big and firm under her tight white t-shirt, her fit slender waist giving extra emphasis to their generous rounded shape. Her hips and ass looked just amazing encased in a pair of the skimpiest tight white denim shorts you ever saw. These in turn showed off her firm tan thighs beautifully. As she got to the car he was going to get out to greet her, the only thing was he realized that he suddenly had a slight problem. Without realizing it, his cock had swollen at the sight of her. He couldn't help it, so he simply asked her to get into the passenger seat so he could take her somewhere quiet for her first lesson. As she got into the car she gave him the most beautiful smile. Mr. Nassim was momentarily struck dumb by her lovely sweet face. The pretty blonde 20-year-old had, for a few seconds, reduced him to a gibbering idiot. After an awkward moment or two he asked her to put on her seatbelt and they headed off. The short journey proved to be rather awkward for the old Indian guy as he was torn between the urge to keep sneaking quick glances at the unbelievable body on this gorgeous girl sat next to him, and the fear of getting caught and the embarrassing consequences. Soon they arrived at a spot on a quiet country lane and old Mr. Nassim asked Mandy to jump out so he could shuffle over into the passenger seat. He couldn't help having a crafty look at her ass in the tight white shorts as she got out from the car. Such a beautiful sight, what a cheeky thing. As he clambered across into the seat she had been in he could feel her warmth. As he settled into it, it made him feel good, almost as if she was somehow hugging him. While he's doing this he's watching her walk around the front of the car, her blonde flowing hair in the sunlight, and her gorgeous tits straining the tight cotton vest top looked just incredible.
"Will you lovely little cock teaser?"
he whispered under his breath. He was starting to feel like a dirty old man as he ogled her, but he didn't care, in fact he was loving it. For Mandy however she was just glad to get out of the car and into the fresh air for a few seconds. There was a pungent smell coming from the old man. She didn't know if it was his breath or a body odor problem, but it was clear that he wasn't aware of it. Whatever it was, it confirmed her original thoughts about the old Indian guy, and that was that he was not the cleanest of people you could hope to meet. When she got back in the car, she was again hit by what seemed like the smell of stale sweat and curry. It was bad enough for her to have to open her window halfway before the lesson began. Mr. Nassim now had a good reason to turn and face her as he started to give her instructions. It wasn't easy for him to concentrate as he couldn't stop looking at her smooth, tanned young thighs, her big firm boobs and her amazingly pretty sweet face. It was both thrilling and frustrating for him, thrilling for the obvious reasons, but frustrating because he knew that there was no way this unbelievably gorgeous young blonde girl would ever allow an old guy like him the unimaginable pleasure of touching her. However, the smelly old Indian enjoyed every second of the 1 hour lesson and was disappointed when it came to an end. The only comfort was that he would be seeing her again in 2 days' time for her second lesson. For the second lesson, he collected her straight from work. Again, she looked stunning, crisp white blouse, short black skirt, and tan stockings. He had never wanted anything more in his life as he watched her climb into the car and make herself comfortable. He knew how lucky he was just having her to himself. He also knew that a weaker man would take full advantage of the situation and drive her somewhere remote and just have his way with her regardless of the consequences. He had to admit that it had crossed his mind. He knew that if he really wanted to, he was in a position where he could do anything he wanted with her, and to be honest, there would be no way she could stop him. But he also knew that he would never get away with it, and so it would stay his dirty little fantasy. As the second lesson came to a close, he realized that he wouldn't be seeing her for almost a week. That was when he came up with an idea. He explained to her that he had plenty of free time, and as she was doing so well, then he wouldn't mind giving her some extra lessons at no extra cost. Of course, Mandy agreed and thanked him for his kindness. It didn't cross her innocent mind that he could be offering to do this for any reason other than wanting to help her. Mr. Nassim had figured that he had plenty of spare time and nothing to do. The only cost to him would be the fuel, a small price to pay. When the choice was spending time at home with his frumpy, boring old wife or spending time alone with a gorgeous girl like Mandy, then there was no choice. Over the next week and a half, the old boy managed to see Mandy for a free lesson every day, and as each day passed, he found himself becoming more and more relaxed in her company and able to more enjoy looking lusting and fantasizing over her. Mandy, however, had started to notice his ever-roaming eyes. She knew it was probably to be expected as he was only human, but despite that, she trusted her father's judgment in arranging these lessons and still felt safe with him. She did notice one thing. It seemed she was right with regard to his cleanliness, as he almost always wore the same clothes, an old sleeveless patterned sweater, an old white shirt and tie, and a grubby old pair of brown trousers. She was glad though of the extra lessons and could see herself being ready for her test in no time at all, and she had to admit it was all thanks to Mr. Nassim. By the end of the second week, he was starting to get incredibly frustrated. Being so close to her all the time but never being able to touch her was becoming torture. Since the lessons began, he had spent every night in his bed thinking of her, waiting for his wife to fall asleep so he could relieve his aching erection. Every single day she just looked so gorgeous. He had never been more turned on by someone. Everything about her oozed sex appeal: her lovely face, her amazing body, the way she spoke, and if that wasn't enough, there was the constantly teasing way she dressed. He took her out on the Sunday afternoon for a longer lesson. Mandy, as ever, was grateful for his generosity. It was a warm, breezy day, and she looked stunning in a thin white cotton vest top and a very short pleated skirt in a red tartan design. The old boy noticed as she sat down in the car that the skirt was so short that it couldn't fully tuck underneath her, meaning her panties were in direct contact with the seat. He could feel his mouth start to water, and his cock began to swell as he started to imagine what it would be like if his face was the seat. Not only was the length of her skirt driving him mad, he had to suffer the cock-hardening sight of her skimpy little top showing off a fair amount of her ample cleavage. He could even see the white lace edge of her bra. As she began to drive off, he couldn't help himself from constantly glancing down her top. He would have given anything to reach inside it and feel those incredible tits. Every time she hit a bump in the road, they would gently bounce. They just looked so big and heavy with a real solid-looking firmness to them. It was agony for him. He wanted her so badly. He had never wanted anything more his entire life. He wrestled with his overwhelming urges. She must know the effect she was having on him. Was she doing this on purpose? Was she sending out some sort of message that he was too thick to understand? Was she deliberately tempting him in the hope that he would make a move on her? These were the questions that constantly raced through his mind. He was in turmoil. He knew some men would just say hang the consequences and go for it, take that gorgeous body for their own pleasure. He so wished he was that sort of person. He knew he could, and there would be nobody to stop him. This was such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Despite all this, when it came to it, he wasn't that sort of person, and he knew these dreams and fantasies would stay in his mind. All he could do was look and store the images of her for his later lonely bouts of solitary masturbation. So as the lesson progressed, he came up with an idea that would maybe allow him a better opportunity to have a good ogle of her. He first asked her to pull over into a quiet country lane and stop. He then explained how he thought it was a good idea for her to know a few basics other than just driving, and one of these was changing the spare wheel. Luckily for him, Mandy agreed, as she couldn't imagine how scary it would be to be stuck in the middle of nowhere with a flat tire. With nobody for miles around, they both got out of the car and went around to the back, where Mr. Nassim opened up and instructed Mandy on how to first take the spare wheel out. "You try on your own," he told her as he stepped back. "There's no point in me doing it for you, as I will not be here if it happens for real." He watched her as she started to lean into the back of the car with her blonde hair lightly blowing in the soft warm breeze. He took another step back so he was behind her and out of her field of vision. He could now enjoy a long lingering look up and down her curvaceous fit young body. He was even able to slip a hand inside his trouser pocket in order to give his ever-growing erection a sneaky squeeze. His mouth began to water as he watched the tantalizing way her little pleated skirt rose up at the back as she leaned in to try and lift the heavy wheel out. In order to be able to lift it, she found she had to spread her feet apart for maximum balance. Her luscious thighs now opened, looked so pure and smooth, and the tiny skirt was only just able to cover her gorgeous, shapely cheeks. The old boy just stared as she struggled to lift it out. All he could think was what a perfect position she was in. He could imagine himself stepping up behind her and stood like that. It would be so easy to drive his cock straight up her lovely tight pussy. Or he could drop to his knees, lift the back of her skirt, and bury his face into the crotch of her panties. Then as she was halfway through lifting the wheel out, the most amazing thing happened. The old boy couldn't believe his eyes. A sudden strong breeze blew, instantly lifting the back of her skirt, flipping it over onto her back. Mandy was aware of what had happened and couldn't decide if she should drop the wheel or continue. While she was deciding, old Mr. Nassim just stared awestruck with his jaw almost on the floor. This was more than he could have ever prayed for. What a sight. She wore the purest white lace panties that clung beautifully to the two most perfectly shaped cheeks he had ever seen. He gulped, and his eyes bulged as he looked between her legs. From the way she was standing, he had a clear view of the thin white cotton strip that covered her pussy. It was pressed so tightly against it that he could easily make out the crease of her cunt. This was becoming too much. He wanted her so badly. Suddenly at that moment he didn't care what she thought. He couldn't resist stepping closer. It was as if a dark force had taken control of him. He was unable to control himself as he reached out and grabbed her ass, one cheek in each hand. Mandy shrieked and dropped the wheel back into the car as she quickly straightened back up. She stepped away and smoothed her skirt back down. "I think we'll do this another time," she told him with an obvious tone of annoyance in her voice. Mr. Nassim couldn't speak. He was still stunned by what had just happened. The sight and feel of her ass in such sexy white lace panties was just incredible. He knew he wanted more. In fact, it was getting to the point where he needed it. The dirty old boy suddenly jolted back to reality, and, realizing what he had done, quickly started to apologize as they both got back into the car. Mandy had obviously decided the lesson was over as she got into the passenger seat. It was clear she wanted to go home. Poor old Mr. Nassim sat ready to start the car as he again apologized over and over, saying he didn't know what came over him. Mandy could see how upset he was. This wasn't exactly the first time that something like this had happened, and so she smiled sweetly at him and told him to forget about it and not to worry. The truth was, after all her recent experiences, she understood better than he realized just what an effect she had on men, and to be honest, she wasn't really surprised at what he did. Mr. Nassim was surprised and somewhat taken aback by her apparent calmness over what had happened. She really didn't mind, and she seemed genuinely more concerned for him. Now his mind was racing. He would have expected her to scream and shout and make an almighty fuss. Why didn't she mind? Could he have gotten away with more? Could he still get away with more? As he drove them back, the temptation to exploit her kind nature, or her naivety, or whatever it was about her that caused her to react in such a casual way, was growing stronger. As they arrived back at her house and Mandy was about to get out of the car, Mr. Nassim again felt the need to apologize for what had happened. She turned to him and smiled.
"Seriously, it's okay," she reassured him. "There's nothing to apologize for."
As she spoke, she placed her hand on his forearm and gave it a gentle squeeze as if to confirm that all really was fine.
"Then shall I pick you up tomorrow after work for another lesson?"
he tentatively asked.
"If you're sure you don't mind, yes, that would be great. It's very kind of you, thank you."
He couldn't believe it. Not only was she incredibly forgiving of his moment of weakness, but she seemed truly delighted, even grateful for the chance of more lessons. Her kind understanding sent him into a state of confusion. He knew it was ridiculous, but he began to wonder if she would be as understanding and forgiving if he took a few more liberties with her. Mandy didn't know it, but she was again in danger of having her kind and caring nature misunderstood for something else. As she got out of the car and headed off down the front path to her house, he couldn't take his eyes off her. He dropped his hand into his lap and gave his excited cock a sneaky little rub while looking at her gorgeous ass and the way it made her cheeky little skirt sway from side to side. Soon she vanished out of sight, and the dirty old boy knew he had better stop or there was a serious risk that he would come right there in his underpants. When Mandy got inside, she went to the window to see him drive off. When she looked out, she got a bit of a shock. Ted was leaning on the roof of the car talking to Mr. Nassim through the window. The exchange seemed to last only a minute or so before they parted company and waved each other goodbye. As Ted came down the path to his front door, he saw Mandy at the window. He paused to look at her before smiling and giving her a suspicious wink. Now Ted had known Mr. Nassim as everybody did from his days running the local store. So when he saw him outside in the car, he thought it only polite to just say hello and ask him how he was. That was all that was said. They didn't know each other that well, and certainly not well enough to exchange thoughts on Mandy. She, however, was understandably paranoid and couldn't help but worry. She now knew after what had happened that day that Mr. Nassim was just a dirty old man with only one thing on his mind, just like all the others. So to see him talking with Ted gave her serious concerns. It was a very real possibility that Ted had opened his big mouth and told him about the tapes. There was, of course, nothing for her to worry about, but she didn't know that. And so over the next 24 hours, her mind had gone over it so often that she had convinced herself that Mr. Nassim was in a position to possibly blackmail her just like all the others. The following evening, she came out of work to find him waiting for her as arranged. She now felt unsure of herself and couldn't help being a little nervous. How much did he know, and what might he do about it? He, on the other hand, was still thinking over what had happened the previous day. He still couldn't believe he had gotten away with grabbing her ass like that. He couldn't help wondering if he might be able to get away with anything else. The temptation was almost too much. He watched her coming towards him. She again looked just amazing. He felt his heart begin to race and his mouth start to water as he looked her up and down. She wore a very dark green suit, and being a warm day, she was carrying the jacket slung over her shoulder. She had on a black silk blouse that draped beautifully over her enormous breasts, which bounced teasingly with every step she took. As she got closer, a gentle breeze blew, causing it to cling to her front like wallpaper to a wall, giving everybody a clear and unobscured view of the size and shape of her gorgeous big firm 34FF tits. Mr. Nassim could see she had the full attention of every man in the street, all of them slowing down their stride to have a look at her. It wasn't surprising really, because along with this, the dark green suit skirt she had on was very tight and rather short, and as she walked around the front of the car, he couldn't help checking out how her ass looked. The way the skirt fitted so tightly across it, even clinging to the underside of her cheeks and the tops of her thighs, really seemed to show off its spectacular shape. The way it thrust out against the straining material was just amazing. She opened the back door and lay her jacket on the back seat before getting into the front passenger seat next to him. As she got in, the old boy admired her gorgeous legs encased in the smoothest nylon. She wore black stockings with a dark seam up the back, while on her feet she had a pair of black shoes with a good 4-to-5-inch spiked heel. Oh my goodness! He quietly thought as he realized just what torture this lesson would be. How could she expect him to keep his hands to himself when she looks like that? Now Mandy always likes to dress in a certain sexy but classy way for work, but the old boy couldn't help wondering in his deluded state if it was somehow maybe for his benefit. He explained to her that the traffic was quite heavy and he would drive them out of town first. As he spoke, she adjusted her skirt, grabbing the hem and giving a little wiggle as she pulled it down slightly so as to not give the old boy an accidental glimpse of her stocking tops. He was simply mesmerized, convincing himself more and more that she was deliberately teasing him. After all, she had to know what she was doing to him. He had to reposition himself in his seat in order to not let her see the bulge forming in his trousers from his rapidly hardening cock. As they drove off, Mr. Nassim couldn't help himself from glancing out of the corner of his eye at her. His mouth began to water as he looked at the way her short skirt pulled tightly across the tops of her sexy nylon-clad thighs, and the way her huge bust seemed to fill her silky black top. He was so desperate to touch her, he wished he had the courage to just stop the car, grab her and molest her, force himself onto her, grope and feel that incredible body all over. The more he thought, the greater the temptation. It was almost more than he could stand. He carried on driving until eventually they came again to the same quiet country lane. They went down it for about a mile until he slowed down and pulled into the same field gateway that they had stopped in the other day. He didn't know what he was doing. He had no great plan. All he knew was he wanted her so badly, more than he had ever wanted anything in his life. Maybe nothing would happen, but after the other day and her apparent understanding of the effect she had on him, he knew he had to try something, anything. This was all out of character for him, but she was driving him so crazy. His lust for this young voluptuous blonde beauty was becoming impossible for him to control. Nobody would blame him for wanting her so badly. There surely wasn't a man alive who wouldn't love to be in his very fortunate position right now. Mandy was only too aware of the situation she was in. They were miles from anywhere and all alone. She was conscious of the conversation she had witnessed between him and Ted, and so didn't want to upset him in any way. She knew Mr. Nassim was a bungling, shy old fool, and if he gave any indication that he wanted her, then she knew she would have to comply or risk the possible consequences. Her fear wasn't so much what he may do, but more what Ted may do. She was worried that if Ted had told him that she would give him what he wanted and she didn't, then it might make him look stupid. Then the result of that could get Ted back onto her again, making more demands just to teach her a lesson. Along with this, she was mindful of the upcoming family wedding where she was due to be bridesmaid. The thought of Ted possibly using that moment to get back at her was simply unthinkable. She had come up with this whole scenario based on just seeing the two men exchange a quick hello. She had no idea how far off the mark she was. Ted hadn't even mentioned Mandy to him, and there was no need whatsoever for her to worry. But that was exactly what she was doing. Even wondering if that was why old Mr. Nassim felt free to grab at her ass the other day, it all seemed to fit into place. With no idea what was going through her mind, the sweaty old Indian switched off the engine and turned to face her. Now was the moment. He had to try his luck. He would never forgive himself if he didn't at least find out for sure if he had any chance with her at all.
"Hi, I was wondering about all the lessons you've had," he blurted out.
I mean they add up to quite a lot now, and I was wondering how you were going to, pay for them. But I thought..." Mandy's voice trailed off as she realized what he was getting at.
"I thought you said they were free."
"Well," he continued, "I do you a favor, and you, well, you know." As he spoke, sweat started to break out all over his face. He quickly undid his top button and slackened his tie. Mandy had seen the signs before and knew exactly what he wanted. She felt both sickened and foolish at the same time. What could she do? She felt sure that Ted must have said something to him. She knew she couldn't afford to pay for the lessons herself, and she also knew that if Ted was behind this, then she really was in a fix. The atmosphere was intense. Mr. Nassim paused as he anxiously waited to gauge her reaction. She hadn't ran from the car screaming. Instead, she just looked nervously at him, clearly unsure of what to do. These were all good signs, better than he dared hope for. He knew he had to push his luck further.
"You see, this is what you do to me."
As he spoke, he parted his legs slightly and displayed the huge bulge in his trousers to her. Reluctantly, she knew she had to play along, despite her worries of where it may lead.
"Oh, I see," she said. "It looks like you need to, sort yourself out." "Yes, yes, I do,"
he said as he instantly unbuckled his belt and pulled down his zipper. Mandy was shocked at his speed and eagerness, and before she knew it, he had got his cock out and was gently massaging it in his hand. It was a dirty, smelly old thing, but a good size and just about as hard as rock. He was so excited. Just having her look at his throbbing hard tool with those lovely sweet eyes was turning him on. He desperately wanted to come right there and then, but he had to hold back, even if just for a short while. Mandy was surprised at how vocal he had suddenly become, not to mention the sudden change in his personality. One minute he was a quiet, shy, polite old man, and then suddenly he sat there right in front of her drooling over her, and wanking himself off.
Ha 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 ha!
He went on as his state of excitement grew. His grunting got faster in time with the increasing speed of his hand on his cock. Mandy felt disgusted as his eyes widened and roamed all over her. She didn't know what to do. The filthy old man was clearly desperate.
Ha ha ha, oh you're as such, ha ha ha, A-T, tease. I, ha ha ha, W, want you, P, please SH.
Show me. His bulging eyes glared at her chest. She knew what he wanted her to do and figured that if she did as he asked then he might just take care of himself and that would hopefully be it. Without a word she began to undo the buttons of her blouse in the hope that this would quickly be over. As each button revealed a little more his pace quickened, and he grew ever more excited.
Oh oh oh, why yes M, more ha 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 ha, oh, OP, please SH.
Show me M, more ha 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 ha. Mandy felt sickened by the old man. She had trusted him completely, and now she finds out he's just a filthy old pervert like all the rest. As she reached the final button she opened her blouse up to reveal her magnificent firm 20-year-old bust encased in a sexy black lace half-cup 34FF bra. The dirty old man had never seen anything like it. He knew he was beyond control and about to come.
Oh please please, oh help me please.
He begged as he suddenly reached for her hand and maneuvered it towards his cock. She knew what had to be done, and so as he released his own hand from around it Mandy replaced it with hers and took over.
Yes yes yes.
He sighed, the firm grip of her lovely soft hand felt incredible as she now expertly wanked his throbbing great erection. She turned in her seat to face him in order to make it easier for her to hold it correctly. With both hands now free he reached across and placed one on each tit. As he squeezed them through the sexy black bra he could feel the pressure building in his cock.
Ooh such big beautiful tits, ooh lovely so lovely, you got yes.
He groaned as he fondled and mauled them all over, pushing them up from underneath so as much cleavage as possible bulged proudly out of the lacy confines. Suddenly he felt the spunk releasing from his balls and surge up through his desperately hard cock as Mandy continued wanking him faster and faster.
Oh god I'm coming,
he cried. With that he squeezed her tits as hard as he could and shoved his face into her cleavage. Suddenly he let out a muffled cry.
Arg yes yes A-A-R-G-H.
Mandy couldn't help but find it all a bit of a turn on as ropes of spunk started to fly from his cock and land all over her hand. Dirty old Mr. Nassim licked and slobbered his way from one tit to the other moaning and groaning as he rubbed his face deep in her cleavage. As the torrent of spunk continued he suddenly tried to push his hand up her skirt between her legs. Mandy quickly grabbed his wrist with her free hand to stop him.
Ooh come on you know you want me to.
He whispered through shortening breath as he lifted his head from her cleavage.
N, no I don't.
She told him. He was now looking deep into her beautiful eyes. All the while Mandy is now gently pumping the final blobs of spunk from his filthy old cock.
You are so gorgeous! He exclaimed. Too gorgeous!
At that he locked his lips over hers and kissed her passionately, letting out a long moan as he forced his tongue into her sweet young mouth. Again he slipped his hand between her stocking-clad thighs and tried to push it up her skirt. Again she stopped him, this time, knowing that she had just about wrung every last drop of spunk from his old tool. She grabbed the door handle, threw the door open and leapt from the car.
That's enough!
She shouted as she turned back to see him collapsed across her seat. He looked pathetic as he gazed up at her with a dumb smile on his sweaty old face. His spent cock was still fairly hard and the sticky smelly mess of his spunk seemed everywhere, including on Mandy's hand. She walked over to the bushes to collect a few large leaves to wipe it with, all the while the old boy can't stop looking at her. Her blouse was still open exposing her lovely full bra, and her tight little skirt had risen up to reveal her stocking tops. Once she had finished wiping her hand she grabbed the hem of her skirt, and with a sexy little wiggle she pulled it back down into place. As she turned to go back to the car she saw the old man had got out, and was walking towards her having pulled his spunk-stained old trousers back up. He reached out and took her hand. Unsure what to do she allowed him to take her through the gateway into the field. It was a warm day and grass was soft and quite long. He took her to a place behind the hedge where they couldn't be seen from the lane. Mandy wanted to turn and run but was too afraid. She didn't know it but she had again made a terrible mistake in making a wrong assumption. Mr. Nassim just thought it was his lucky day, in fact the luckiest day of his life. Despite having just shot his load the sight of Mandy had him ready and wanting more. She was a greater turn on than anything he had ever seen. He turned to face her and put his arms around her and, pulling her tight to him, he excitedly started trying to kiss her. She tried to pull away but it was useless.
And, no please don't.
She begged as she swung her head from side to side trying to avoid letting his foul-smelling mouth make contact with hers. He was taken aback by her sudden lack of enthusiasm. He foolishly thought she wanted him, but it was now becoming clear that apparently that wasn't the case. The trouble was he was now so excited that he didn't care if she wanted it or not. She had got him so wound up that he knew he had to have her regardless of her feelings. She managed to break his grip and step away. He looked her up and down as she backed up under the shade of a big old tree. There was no way he was going to let her go until he had gotten what he wanted.
Ooh, don't tease me.
He begged as he looked at her state of dress. Her blouse was still open displaying her enormous tits in their sexy black lace double F cups, her flat-toned stomach lending greater emphasis to their fantastic size. Her short green skirt hugged her shapely hips so tightly, and the black nylon stockings looked so smooth on her perfect legs. His cock was getting harder. She was too much. he wanted her so badly. He licked the saliva from his lips as he admired her sweet pretty face, a face that no man could help falling in love with. The sun shone on her lovely soft blonde hair, such temptation. After what had just happened in the car, he couldn't see any point in stopping now. He had always dreamt of experiencing the pleasures of a lovely blonde Western girl. All his life it was something that he wished for but could never have. The only woman he had ever been with was his frumpy old Indian wife. Sexy girls like Mandy were always beyond his reach. Mandy could see the thoughts going through his mind. She knew what was bound to happen. She also knew there was really nothing she could do to stop it. He could see from her body language that her resistance was quickly fading. He again stepped up close to her, his excitement clear from his heavy breathing, his foul, disgusting breath wafting ever more rapidly over her face. "That's a good girl, you know you want it," he whispered as he slipped his sweaty hand around behind her and placed it on her firm young ass. This was a dream come true as he spread his hand wide and gave it a gentle squeeze. The way her firm rounded cheek stuck out behind her was something he had long admired. She had an ass that tempted and teased the weaknesses of men so much that it was almost cruel.
"I'm lovely, lovely, you're such a little tease,"
he whispered as he moved his hand around, feeling one cheek all over before sliding it across to do the same with the other. He then lifted his free hand and slipped it across the top of her chest and slowly worked his fingers under the lace-trimmed edge of her bra.
"Oh my,"
he groaned as he moved in closer and kissed her on the neck. At the same time, his hand slid inside her bra. He was amazed at the smoothness of her skin. It felt wonderful, like a coating of silk over her heaving great breast. As his hand went in deeper, he felt the hard stub of her nipple. His excitement continued to grow as his fingers stretched underneath her breast, and he gave it a squeeze.
"Oh, I love your tits,"
he whispered. It felt better than he could have ever dreamt, so big and heavy yet blessed with such youthful firmness. His other hand meanwhile roamed freely all over her ass when suddenly she felt the small zipper at the back being pulled down. She could feel his erection pressing against her. She knew deep down that there was no coming back from this point. She tried to step back but soon found herself up against the huge wide trunk of the tree behind her. Now with her trapped and unable to move, the old boy released her from his grip. He looked down her body and licked his lips as he brushed her blouse from her shoulders. It slipped down her arms and onto the floor. He stared at her huge tits still firmly held in their bra.
"Show them to me,"
he whispered. Beads of sweat ran down his forehead as his eyes grew ever wider. She reached behind and undid the clasp at the back. She placed a hand across her chest to hold it in place while she slipped the shoulder straps down her arms. The dirty old boy held his breath as she slowly lowered the black lace cups away and her phenomenal tits appeared before him. He found it all too much and took them in his clammy old hands and squeezed them hard. He stooped down and opened his mouth wide as he sucked on one of her strawberry-like nipples. Grunting and groaning, he started devouring her huge naked tits in his hungry, slobbering mouth. In all the excitement, he dragged her down to the floor and was soon clambering all over her, licking, sucking, and kissing her tits, neck, and face like an overexcited dog. As Mandy tried without success to keep some sort of control over what was happening, she suddenly felt her mini skirt being pulled down. She had no choice other than to raise her ass off the floor and pull it off. If she didn't, she knew it would be ruined. Old Mr. Nassim saw this as yet another green light, further proof that this was what she wanted. He rolled off her and took a moment to look down her gorgeous body. Now in just stockings and suspenders and the sexiest black lace panties he ever saw, he knew he had to make the most of this opportunity and indulge every fantasy he had ever had. He reached down and placed his hand over her pussy. He could feel the moist warmth through her panties as he began to roughly rub his palm against her. With his middle finger, he pushed the thin crotch of her panties between her cunt lips. Harder and harder he rotated his finger, pushing the fine black lace material ever deeper inside.
"Ooh, yes, yes, you girls are all the same,"
he panted excitedly in her ear.
"You're all dirty little cock teasers."
His voice trailed off as he sank his face once again into her tits, grunting like an old pig.
"Take them off, take them off,"
came his ever more desperate cry as he tugged downwards on her panties. Mandy reached down and slipped them off to the delighted groans of,
"Oh yes, 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 lovely, ooh yes."
Once they were off, the old man clambered off her and knelt between her now open legs. He stared in amazement at her exposed pussy, all pink and glistening, topped off with the most gorgeous fine blonde pubic hair. It looked more tempting than anything he had ever seen in his life. He couldn't resist it as he leaned forward and gently licked it. All Mandy could do was shut her eyes and try to enjoy it. The smelly old Indian disgusted her, but she knew if she could just get it over with, then everything would be fine. He groaned. It tasted so good, so sweet and delicately perfumed. He couldn't wait. He needed to give his aching old cock the satisfaction it was crying out for. Somehow in all that was happening, his trousers and underpants had ended up down around his ankles. He again raised himself up for one more look at her, to see the girl of a lifetime of fantasies laying in the soft grass and nothing more than a pair of sexy black stockings with her legs wide apart waiting just for him was more than he could stand. Suddenly he lunged at her. Landing on his elbows, he grabbed her pretty face in his sweaty old hands and kissed her hard. As he moaned and groaned, he forced his tongue in deep, almost touching the back of her throat. That was when he felt it, something more incredible than he could ever have hoped for. His cock had found its way and was now parting her moist cunt lips. The feeling was out of this world. Slowly he pushed it into her, deeper and deeper it went. The gripping tightness of her cunt around it was remarkable. His excitement was now beyond control and he started ramming himself into her over and over, his heavy old balls slamming against her ass. Mandy yet again couldn't believe how she was starting to find it all such a turn on. Having this revolting sweaty old pig on top of her using her for his own disgusting pleasure was actually exciting her.
She raised her feet high in the air and hooked her hands around behind her knees to get deeper penetration.
Ooh, come on, harder, fuck me harder.
She said as she looked straight into his eyes. He couldn't believe his ears. It was a dream come true. To hear those words coming from her sweet tender mouth almost made him come right there, and then, he knew it was only a matter of seconds. As if she knew, Mandy wrapped her arms around him and they rolled over together until he was on his back with her now on top. She placed her hands on the ground either side of his head, the position of her arms squashing her tits together. The old boy felt as if he had died and gone to heaven as he was presented with the glorious vision of her beautiful face directly above him with her soft blonde hair cascading forward over her shoulders. Even better was the sight of her huge firm tits hovering just inches from his face. She started to bounce her ass up and down. Her pussy gripped his hard cock tightly as it rapidly slipped up and down its full length. As she worked herself up and down his throbbing erection, her huge tits seemed to rock back and forth more and more each time. He could stand it no more and reached behind her and grabbed the two gorgeous mounds of her ass. The expert way she rotated it and bounced it up and down felt just incredible. Suddenly he sank his fingers in deep and started ramming himself hard and fast up into her now soaking pussy. He was about to come and unable to stop himself. The sensation of her riding him this way and the sight of her big bouncing tits was all too much.
Arg, yes, yes, yes. Arg, I'm coming, I'm coming.
As he shouted out, Mandy suddenly felt her cunt fill with his thick sticky cream. Load after load pumped into her as he continued ramming his cock hard and fast up her tight wet tunnel. At almost the same moment she felt the sudden rush of an orgasm burst deep from within her body. She quickly scooped his head up in her hand and pressed it into her right tit. He took the hint straight away and bit down hard on her nipple.
Oh yes, yes, that's it.
She hissed as he sucked and chewed on the swollen oversensitive thing. Breathing heavily, she squashed his face deeper into her tit and started to rub it round and round against him.
Oh god, yes.
She sighed as she felt her orgasm start to subside.
And ooh, yes, yes, yes.
Soon she collapsed on top of him and took a moment to gather her senses. Old Mr. Nassim had just had the most incredible experience of his life, and as the final drops of spunk leaked from his exhausted old tool, and with her lovely soft blonde hair covering his face, he felt the overwhelming urge to hold her tightly. She was so lovely and gorgeous, he wanted this moment never to end, but end it must, and Mandy pulled herself off him and got to her feet. The old man watched her dress. He was in love. He couldn't help it, she was just the most incredible female he had ever encountered. As they arrived back at her house, he asked if she wanted another lesson the next day.
That depends, she replied, on if it's what Ted wants.
Ted? Mr. Nassim asked somewhat puzzled.
What's he got to do with anything?
A cold chill ran down Mandy's spine as she realized what a fool she had been. It suddenly dawned on her how wrong she had got it.
Nothing, she said. He's got nothing to do with it. I'll let you know if I want any more lessons.
With that, she got out of the car, leaving the old boy rather puzzled, and went indoors.
Chapter 23.
Mandy had decided enough was enough with Mr. Nassim and persuaded her father to let her take driving lessons from someone else. He didn't ask too many questions as Mandy just pretended that she couldn't get along with him, saying that he wasn't a very good instructor, and she thought a more experienced person would be better. Besides this, they were all wrapped up in the preparations for the forthcoming family wedding to worry too much about it. Mandy's cousin was getting married and had asked her to be the main bridesmaid. She was thrilled at being asked, and even more excited over the thought of the expensive made-to-measure dress she was going to wear. She had been for a couple of fittings, and although she wasn't going to see the dress until the actual day, she couldn't help being excited at the thought of wearing it. She just knew she was going to look like a fairy tale princess. After all the preparation, the day finally came and everyone met at the bride's house to get ready. The dresses had arrived earlier that day and the dressmaker was there to assist in getting both Mandy and her cousin ready. Along with Mandy, there were two other bridesmaids, both youngsters whose dresses were bought off the peg. They arrived at the house all dressed and ready to go. The bride's family were quite wealthy and a good deal of time and money had been spent on every detail. The ceremony was to be held in a small local church, with everyone then going on to a big swanky hotel after for the reception and evening party. With everyone waiting downstairs, the bride finally appeared at the top of the stairs in her full white dress. There were the usual
ohs
and
ayahs
from everyone as she came down. She looked lovely as all brides do, but as she came down the stairs, all eyes switched to Mandy as she came into view behind her. The few men that were there could only stand in dumbstruck silence, unable to quite believe the wondrous sight that greeted them. She looked just about as amazing as it was possible for a girl to be. Nobody could deny that they had never seen anything quite like it in their lives. She was not only stunningly beautiful in her bridesmaid's outfit, but also just about too sexy for words. She lit up the whole room as she stood there like some sort of fairy tale princess, the sort that grown men can only ever dream of. Her face was a picture of pure beauty, her hair all gathered up on top of her head with pretty blonde ringlets dangling either side of her face. Her dress was a very pale shade of lemon, a color that went so well with her lovely golden skin. The top half was a perfectly fitted bodice made of silk subtly embroidered with very fine lace. It fitted tightly around her slender waist, and the two lace-trimmed cups fitted the beautiful shape of her huge round breasts perfectly. Being strapless, it seemed to be a gravity-defying miracle the way it held out her obviously hefty bust in front of her. Her shoulders were completely bare. Her flawless young skin was so smooth and taut. All that hung around her neck was a delicate silver chain with a tiny matching cross that sat comfortably just above her exposed mountainous cleavage.
The bottom edge of the bodice section stopped either side at her waist and followed the line of her hips down the front, forming a V shape just below her tummy. The lower part of the silk dress flowed tightly over her ass, showing off its steep outward curve from the small of her back and its gorgeous shape to perfection. From midway down her thighs, it cascaded out freely all the way to the floor. As she took each step down the stairs, she gathered the front of the dress in her hand just above the knee, giving a teasing glimpse of each white stocking-clad foot and matching white heels. Not only did she look unbelievably sexy, but she also looked extremely elegant. The fairytale dress combined with her youthful sweetness gave her such purity that she had an almost virginal look about her. These attributes combined made her a truly amazing sight to behold. There wasn't a man there who wouldn't have given anything to plunder this virginity. To say she outshone the bride would be an understatement. She looked so gorgeous that hardly anyone even noticed the most important person of the day. Anyway, they set off for the church, and on their arrival they had to pause for a few photographs before going inside. Strangely enough, there were quite a few people taking pictures, mostly men, and mostly of Mandy. The church service went well and the deed was done. All the women thought the bride looked wonderful. But every man from 18 to 80 didn't seem that interested. Most of the time, none of them could take their eyes off the unbelievably gorgeous bridesmaid. After the service, everyone gathered outside for yet more photographs. And again, it seemed that there were a lot being taken. The truth was that the way Mandy looked in her exquisitely made dress, and the way it displayed her fantastically voluptuous 20-year-old body, was just something that every red-blooded male there couldn't resist taking pictures of. Of course, in her usual innocent and naive way, Mandy was blissfully unaware that more cameras were focused on her than the bride, and also unaware of the effect she was having on just about every man there. For a while, everyone was left hanging around outside the church waiting for the cars to take them to the hotel. It was quite a crowd, and the glorious sunshine meant that everyone was quite happy to wait around chatting for a while. Mandy, of course, stuck close to the bride as was her duty, and as the cars arrived, she stepped back to one side to allow the newly married couple into the main car. As she did, she thought she felt a hand brush lightly across her ass. She thought nothing of it. There was a big crowd, and it was probably a simple accident. Then she felt it again, only this time she knew it wasn't an accident, as it lingered for a few moments before withdrawing. She swung around to see a few people gathered behind her. It could have been any of them, and Mandy didn't want to make a fuss. Instead, she hoped that her reaction was enough to put off whoever it was. A few seconds passed, and she couldn't believe it. She felt it again. But this time, not only did it linger, but it also gave a cheeky squeeze. Mandy quickly turned to see a hand suddenly pull away. It belonged to a little old man in a flat cap, standing looking the other way in an attempt to make it look as if it wasn't him. She couldn't believe the nerve of the dirty old sod. But rather than cause an embarrassing scene, she simply moved away and went to get in the car, which had now arrived for her. As they got to the hotel and the reception got underway, everyone started to relax thanks to the free alcohol being handed around. The food had been served, the speeches done, and now people were happily mixing and chatting with each other as the lights dimmed and the music for the evening party got started. It was all taking place in a huge function room on the ground floor of the hotel. At one end was the dance floor with seating around the edges, and at the other was the bar where most people were hanging around. Mandy, of course, was receiving rather a lot of attention. She thought how nice and friendly everyone was and couldn't see the obvious reason why that would be. Some men were freely chatting her up even though their wives were in the room. This was the effect she had, causing seemingly rational men to act quite out of character and suddenly become like love-struck schoolboys. Mandy, of course, couldn't see it. She knew men found her attractive but had little idea of how irresistible they all found her. She was just happy to be having such a nice time talking to so many nice people. While all this was going on, Mandy was unaware of the two fat old men sitting over in the corner on their own. They were members of the groom's family, distant uncles that nobody really knew too well, mainly because they never really mixed with the rest of the family. They preferred to keep themselves to themselves. The only thing most people agreed on was that they were, to say the least, odd. They were brothers, not twins, but very similar in appearance. Both in their late 50s, and both fat, unhealthy-looking characters, with greasy hair combed across their balding heads that looked as if they must have cut it themselves. The strangest thing everyone thought about them was that they both lived together. They always had, ever since their mother died when they were still quite young. They were rather weird-looking, sort of backward and a little scary. Their clothes were obviously very old and clearly the wrong size, with their huge bellies straining their shirt buttons and hanging over their uncomfortable-looking trousers. They had fat necks covered in unshaven stubble that bulged from their tight shirt collars, looking like they were almost being strangled. Their names were Roy and Kenny, and they were a right old couple of perverts. They had come to the wedding excited at the prospect of being in the close company of so many attractive women in fine and sexy outfits bought especially for the day. There were indeed many good-looking women there, and all of them very eye-catching in lovely summer dresses or nicely fitted suits, a true feast for the eyes of a couple of dirty old men. The truth was, however, that they had obviously spotted Mandy as soon as she arrived, as did everyone else, and hadn't been able to take their creepy old eyes off her ever since. Being brothers and closer than most, they shared an almost unhealthy obsession with women. Being odd-looking, old and very fat, they spent much of their time fantasizing over them, but very little of their time actually in the company of any, so today was a real treat for them both. The only satisfaction they ever got normally was from watching pornography on the TV, reading it in magazines, or surfing for it on their computer. The closeness they had meant that they had no secrets from each other. They were equally as disgusting and perverted. One would think nothing of it if the other got the urge while maybe watching TV to wank himself off. They couldn't help themselves, whether it was going out at night and peeping through bedroom windows with their binoculars, or stealing ladies' underwear from washing lines, or even just parking their car in town to sit and watch all the women walking by. It was a subject that was constantly on their minds.
Mandy is completely unaware of the effect she is having on these two sweaty old men as she took to the dance floor with everyone else. This gave them the opportunity to have a real good long ogle of her.
God, just fucking look at her, Kenny said to his brother. Just imagine getting your hands on them fucking tits.
Yeah, I know, replied Roy. But I wouldn't give to pump my spunk up that.
Geez, just look at the fucking ass on it too.
She looked just incredible as she maneuvered around the dance floor. As she turned her back to them, they both fixed their gaze on her ass. The lemon-colored silk of her dress stretched teasingly across its outward jutting shape. The material was so fine that you could clearly see each cheek give a sexy little jiggle with every step she took.
Oh fuck yes,
whispered Roy under his breath as he allowed his eyes to devour Mandy's extreme curvaceousness.
I may have to go up to our room for a quick wank if this keeps up,
he said to Kenny, gesturing towards the tent in his trousers.
Yeah, me too,
answered his equally dirty and perverted brother.
I tell you, there's a real chance that she's gonna make me come right here in my trousers if I'm not careful.
Roy quietly laughed and nodded his head in agreement at his brother's comment. They had booked themselves a room so they were free to drink as much as they liked, and they liked to drink a lot, hence the fat bellies and general unhealthy appearance. Mandy, meanwhile, was still blissfully unaware of their attention as she moved her way around the dance floor. She was more concerned with the little old man in the flat cap that she encountered earlier. He had reappeared and was standing at the edge drinking a pint of beer, watching her every move. The expression, undressing her with his eyes, came to mind, and it made Mandy feel uncomfortable, especially as he didn't seem to be bothered by the fact that she was aware of his ogling and clearly unhappy about it. He had to be pushing 70 years old if not more and seemed to be swaying from side to side somewhat. It was clear that he had obviously had rather a lot to drink. After a few minutes, Mandy got tired of his constant staring. Anyone would think he had never seen a woman before, and so she left the floor to go and sit down. With her family all up on the floor dancing, Mandy found herself sitting alone, still aware of the dirty old man staring at her. It wasn't long before he staggered drunkenly over towards her. She could see him coming and grew more nervous. With nowhere to go, she just sat frozen to her seat in the hope that if she ignored him, he would leave her alone. Within moments, he was standing over her, still swaying slightly from side to side. She could smell the stench of alcohol on him. She tried to pretend he wasn't there, but he was standing so close that it was impossible to ignore him.
W, would you L, like to dance, why, young lady?
He slurred. Mandy looked up at him and smiled politely as she declined his offer. He was still wearing his flat cap, and she noticed the ruddy red complexion of his craggy-aged old face, a look that must have come from years of alcohol abuse. As he hovered over her, she noticed him blatantly staring straight down her cleavage, almost drooling over it. She grew more uncomfortable as he didn't seem to take the hint. Instead, he continued to stand there admiring the spectacular view. As Mandy's looked down, she couldn't help but notice his groin just inches from her face. It was then she noticed the huge bulge pointing north in his trousers. Just as she began to panic, some of her friends and family came back to join her, and one of them ushered the old man away.
Don't worry about him, a friend told her. He's quite well known for being a bit of an old perv, but he's harmless enough.
All the while, Kenny and Roy had been sitting not far away watching the events with some interest, understanding exactly how the old man felt. The sight of Mandy had got them also aroused to the point that they couldn't decide what to do. Go upstairs for some quick relief or stay and enjoy the terrible tease of watching her some more. As they sat there, they hadn't noticed the old drunk standing beside them.
What you wouldn't give for 5 minutes alone with that, eh?
His voice startled them and they were momentarily embarrassed at being caught out. That was until they realized it was the like-minded old man.
I don't reckon them fucking tits are fake, you know.
He went on with a drunken slur in his voice.
What a lovely pair, she's so young too, I bet they're nice and firm, just like her ass.
The brothers both looked up at him, puzzled by his last comment.
Yeah, I had a crafty feel earlier, he boasted.
He then pondered for a moment as if in deep thought.
She looks just like a girl in a porn video I once saw.
At that, it was as if a bomb went off in Kenny's mind. Of course, how could he have not realized? The overweight slob grabbed his equally overweight brother by the arm and pulled him quickly to his feet.
Excuse us,
he turned and said to the old drunk as he hurriedly dragged his brother away.
What you doing?
Asked Roy, somewhat annoyed.
Look, I brought some videos for us to watch later, and if I'm not wrong, I think she's in one of them.
Roy suddenly realized what he was saying and instantly knew the one he was talking about.
Oh my god! I think you might be right.
They got in the elevator and hit the button to take them up to their room. It was a huge hotel and they were on the 16th floor. The journey felt like a lifetime for the two excited brothers. When they got there, they hurriedly rummaged through Kenny's case for the video. Soon it was in the player, and the two of them watched with their mouths wide open as they found themselves watching the gorgeous bridesmaid that they had been drooling over all day, straddling some old man on his bed as naked as the day she was born. For a few moments, either of them could speak. This was their favorite video, and they couldn't believe they hadn't recognized her when it was clearly so obvious. It just never entered their minds that it could possibly be her. Never in their wildest dreams would they have ever expected to meet this girl in the flesh. The two fat, sweaty old perverts giggled like a couple retarded idiots before they gathered the video in its case and went to take it downstairs.
What you going to do?
Roy asked his brother excitedly as they stood in the elevator on their way back down. Kenny paused a moment.
Well, I thought you were going to tell her how we're her biggest fans,
he replied, and well, I don't know.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Why not you? Soon the brothers were bickering amongst themselves over who was going to approach this girl. The problem was that they were both completely inexperienced at talking to women,
Despite their old age and rampant appetite for the opposite sex, when it came down to it, they found the prospect of talking to such an incredibly gorgeous young girl like Mandy quite daunting. Then as they arrived back at the party, they caught sight of the little old man still eyeing her up from a distance. The two fat old brothers turned and smiled knowingly at each other. It seemed they had both had the same idea. From what they had seen of him earlier, he clearly hadn't got the same hang-ups as them at talking to her. In fact, he didn't seem to care what she thought. They went and spoke to the old man and told him how he was right about her being in a porn video, and they had got a copy with them. After some discussion between them, they had decided the brothers would go back to their room with the video and just wait. The drunken old boy convinced them that if they left it to him, he would get her up there for them. As they departed, the two brothers took a quick look at Mandy and nudged one another excitedly. She had gone up to the bar and was standing ordering a drink. They had never seen a more gorgeous creature in their lives. The exquisite dress she wore seemed almost fluid-like as it cascaded over her unbelievably sexy figure. Her huge bust and firm, inviting ass looked mouth-watering good. It seemed impossible to think that this stunning beauty would soon be with them in their room. After a few moments, they scurried off, and the old drunk sidled up to her with his beer glass in his hand. Mandy could smell him before she saw him. She spun around, and there he was with a stupid grin on his craggy old red face.
I knew you, he said before she could speak. There's a couple of guys having a bit of a video show upstairs, and guess who the star is?
Mandy's blood suddenly ran cold. This was her worst fear. Today of all days, she didn't want this subject to raise its ugly head, and yet here was someone telling her that he not only knows who she is, but that there is a copy of the video in the hotel. She was terrified. She couldn't let anyone know of its existence, let alone risk it finding its way down here to the party. She didn't know what to say. The old man just stood swaying from side to side, staring at her incredible cleavage. With the lace cups of her dress molded perfectly to each wonderfully rounded breast, all he wanted to do was touch them with his dirty old hands. Such things of beauty seemingly offering themselves out so proudly, as if deliberately tempting and teasing. They were so big, so obvious, it was like they were inviting all to take the dare and just grab them.
What do you want me to do?
Mandy asked, breaking his concentration and causing him to focus on her face.
Well,
he said as his eyes roamed over the perfectly formed sweet features of her lovely young face. Just come with me and we can get it. She had no choice, and despite trying to talk her way out of it, as he turned to leave the party, she had to follow, gathering her dress at the knees in both hands as she went so she didn't trip on it. When they got to the elevator, the old boy stepped inside and Mandy reluctantly followed, pretending they weren't together. Thankfully, there were other people inside it, all of them casting an appreciative eye over Mandy in her incredible dress. The door closed, and there was a moment or two before it started to slowly go up. The confined space soon filled with the stench of alcohol and stale sweat coming from the old man, something that everyone politely tried to ignore. He stood alongside Mandy at the back. Everyone else was facing away towards the door. He glanced down behind her to see her firm, shapely ass encased in the fine silk dress. It looked so sexy the way the dress hugged her narrow waist and flowed smoothly down, showing off her phenomenal outstanding ass cheeks. He couldn't resist the temptation, it looked so good, and so he slipped his hand behind her and cupped one of her cheeks. All Mandy could do was stand there motionless, afraid that if she made a fuss, everyone would turn to see what was happening. Yet again, she found herself in a powerless position. So she stood there feeling sickened by this total stranger, a drunken, dirty old man, freely squeezing and groping her ass. For the old boy, it was pure heaven, and his old cock hardened up more so than it had for many years. As the elevator continued on its journey, his hand roamed over the perfectly shaped contours of her ass. His excitement grew as he felt the unmistakable outline of a suspender. He couldn't believe how sexy this girl was. He wanted her so much, and was quickly realizing that she may do anything to keep this video a secret. As the elevator stopped one floor below the 16th, the old drunk took her hand and stepped out. He wanted her to himself for a few minutes before taking him to the awaiting brothers. The elevator door closed and they were alone in the corridor. To their left was a door to the stairs. Being so high up, it was doubtful that anybody would ever use them. Mandy was unsure of what was going on as he dragged her through and up the first few steps towards the next floor. He suddenly stopped halfway up and turned her to face him. For the first time, he took his flat cap off, revealing a bald head covered in red scabs. She felt disgusted as his eyes slowly looked up and down her body, clearly enjoying what they saw.
I'm alone at last, he whispered. God, just look at you.
As he spoke, he backed her up against the wall and slipped his arm around her waist. Mandy yelped as he roughly grabbed a fistful of her ass before pressing himself up against her and burying his face into her neck.
And, no, please don't,
she protested as she struggled to push him off.
I'll scream if you don't stop,
she continued. He lifted his head and looked her in the eyes, his face just a few inches from hers.
I don't think so,
he whispered, breathing his stinking alcohol breath all over her.
Not if you don't want everyone downstairs to see your video.
He could see the look of defiance slowly vanish from her face. He knew he had got her. He licked his lips and chuckled quietly before leaning into her and pushing his foul old lips hard against hers.
M-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m
than to kiss him back. As she did, she felt his other hand on her left tit. He squeezed and massaged it through the dress, muttering how lovely she was over and over before he hooked his fingers in the top and started dragging it down. There was nothing Mandy could do. This disgusting, lecherous old stranger had her pinned against the wall, using her for his own perverted pleasure. His eyes widened and he licked his drooling lips as he looked down to see the one cup pulled down and her huge left tit completely out of the dress.
"Fuck, look at the size of that thing," he exclaimed.
"Oh, fuck yes,"
He grabbed it in his hand and locked his mouth over her nipple, moaning and groaning as he sucked it hard. He slobbered and chewed on it as if his life depended on it. His excitement was now beyond control as he started humping her thigh. Mandy could feel his huge hard cock pressing against her. She had seen too many men in this state before and knew it was just the effect she had on them. It made her question whether the looks that she was blessed with were in fact a curse. Still, the old man moaned and groaned as his hands now roamed all over her body, feeling, groping and grabbing her wherever he wanted. Suddenly he cried out, "OHSHIT, FUCK, FUCK. He could feel his balls were starting to release. It was out of his control and there was nothing her could do to stop it. He instantly released her and in a second pulled his trousers and underpants down to his knees. It was a sudden mad panic as he grabbed his cock in one hand and pushed her down onto the floor with the other. Mandy knew what was about to happen. He had no control over himself and was starting to come. With his dirty, smelly old cock now inches from her beautiful young face, his fist was a blur as he desperately wanked himself. She felt him pull her soft blonde hair back until she looked up to see him staring wildly into her eyes. It was the most incredible sight for the old pervert as he cried out, "Oh, yes, fuck, yes, 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 A-A-A-R-G-H. At that moment, a load of stinking, thick, creamy spunk spewed from his cock and landed all across her lovely, sweet face. "Oh yes, oh god, yes, yes, yes." He kept on saying as more and more of it flew from his pulsating member with every pump of his hand and kept splatting her in the face. For Mandy it felt so degrading, but for him the sight of this gorgeous girl, her face now almost covered in his filthy spunk, was just incredible. He couldn't help indulging himself as took his cock and pressed it to her lips. "Ooh yes, lovely, that's a good girl," he whispered as she reluctantly parted them and began to suck and lick the foul-tasting thing clean for him. He let out a long sigh as her lovely fresh young mouth tenderly caressed it all over. He had never experienced anything like it. His still hard cock seemed to grow even harder at this treatment. He knew, however, that he had to get her up to the room where the brothers were waiting. So he reluctantly slipped his cock from her mouth and pulled his trousers back up, knowing that he would get his satisfaction very soon. He pulled Mandy to her feet and rushed her up the stairs to the next floor. She had managed to get her exposed boob back into her dress but hadn't any way of cleaning this dirty old man's spunk from her face. They soon arrived at the room and Kenny opened the door to let them in. "She needs to just wash her face," the old man chuckled. Kenny didn't see the funny side, and after directing Mandy to the bathroom, both he and his brother bundled him out and shut the door. He had done what they wanted and they weren't prepared to share this lovely creature with anyone. After a few minutes, Mandy emerged from the bathroom, her face all clean and refreshed. She was met with a sight that instantly got her even more worried than she already was. She had no idea who these two fat old men were. She sort of recognized them from the wedding, but that was all. "Hello, young lady, I'm Kenny and this is my brother Roy," said Kenny as he approached her. Roy was sitting on the edge of a large double bed in just an old string vest and trousers held up by braces. Kenny was wearing nothing on top. He looked disgusting with his fat hairy belly hanging over his trousers, also held up with braces. There was a smell of stale sweat in the room and Mandy could see already what these two fat old men had probably got in mind. They both looked her up and down as if eyeing up a tasty meal. Her worst fears were confirmed when she looked over to see the TV. They were watching a porn video, but not just any porn video. It was the one with her and Bernard. "We're your biggest fans," said Kenny. "We've watched your videos so many times." All the while he's talking, he's getting closer and closer. There was nowhere for Mandy to run. She was trapped. She tried to plead with him.
"Look, P, please don't hurt me. If you just let me go then."
"Oh, but you've only just got here," said Roy, now also on his feet and slowly edging towards her. She grew more nervous as he came around behind her. He was so close she could feel his foul breath on her bare shoulders.
"Ever seen one as good as this, Kenny?"
Roy asked his brother as he licked his lips and looked down her back to her ass.
"No, I've never seen one like this," he replied, unable to stop looking at her chest. "She's so pretty too. Yeah, a right little tease in that dress. I mean, just look at her."
As he spoke, he slipped his hands around her waist, and Mandy shuddered as she felt his fat stomach against her back. He groaned quietly as he placed his fat stubbly cheek against hers and looked down into her immense cleavage. Mandy could do nothing. She saw Kenny had a stupid smile on his ugly fat old face, and then felt something she instantly recognized. It was in Roy's erection stabbing her in the ass. She felt sickened as he dropped his head as kissed her neck and shoulder.
"And look at the size of them fucking knockers,"
he whispered as he stared down at them. They looked so incredible held out in front of her in their sexy silk and lace cups.
"You wouldn't mind if I had a little feel, would you?"
Mandy was again defeated.
"And, no, I suppose not."
Roy looked up at his brother. Their faces both lit up as they smiled at each other in a knowing way. Kenny's eyes widened and watched in disbelief as his brother raised his hands and slowly placed them on her magnificent breasts.
"Ooh god, they're big, and so firm too,"
sighed Roy as he started to squeeze and massage them.
"Ooh yes, you lovely, lovely thing."
He became quickly excited as he fondled and groped her with complete freedom, his mouth slobbering all over her neck and side of her face. He couldn't believe what this gorgeous girl was letting him do. His cock was rock hard and his mouth watered at the thought of where this was all leading. Kenny too was excited and reached for Mandy's hand to pull her over towards the bed.
"Don't be greedy," he told his brother. "Let me have a go."
With that, Roy released his grip for a moment, and Mandy soon found herself sat on the edge of the bed with the two dirty old brothers sitting either side of her. Kenny groaned as he finally got his turn. He pushed her back until she was laying on the bed, and he was laying against her.
He took her face in his hand and forced his horrible smelly mouth over hers. He pushed his tongue between her lips, and as she parted them he thrust as far into her mouth as possible. Trembling with excitement, he moaned and groaned as he roughly ground his mouth against hers. It was as if he was almost trying to devour her. He carried on without any let-up, while at the same time his hand wandered from her face and down her neck to her chest. Mandy could feel his sweaty clammy hand feeling its way over her cleavage. Then, within a matter of moments, he had forced it down in the top of her dress and was groping and pinching her nipples. While this is going on, she could feel the other one pulling her dress up her legs higher and higher. He pushed her knees apart, and she offered no resistance. There was no point. She knew where it was all leading. As Roy lifted her dress higher, he almost choked at the incredible sight that greeted him. Her white stockings were held up by white lace suspenders with tiny lemon ribbons, the same color as the dress, tied to them in little bows. He had never seen anything more teasingly sexy, and as he went further, he revealed her matching pure white lace panties also with tiny lemon ribbons tied either side at her hips. He couldn't resist pushing her legs further apart until he had a clear mouth-watering view of her pussy with the thin white crotch of her panties pressed tightly against it. The whole vision was like something out of a top-quality porn magazine, the sort of image that you never think you will ever see for real, and yet there it was. Mandy felt completely exposed but unable to do anything about it. Kenny was still slobbering and slurping all over her face whilst his hand was in the top of her dress mauling her tits. Roy pulled her panties to one side and dipped his head down between her legs. Within a few seconds she felt his mouth against her pussy, his tongue worming its way between her now moist lips. As he did, he felt her legs all over, the smooth white stockings driving him mad with lust. He wanted her, and he wanted her now. With the two fat old pigs all over her, Mandy knew she was going to have to let them take her for their own filthy perverted pleasure. The thought of the two of them using her made her feel sick, but she had no choice. She pushed Kenny away from her face for a moment to give her a chance to speak. She asked if she could take her dress off before it got completely ruined. The two brothers looked at each other for a moment before clambering off her and stepping away. They both watched in complete awe as she unzipped the back of the dress, and the entire thing slid from her body to the floor. In a moment she was standing before them in just her panty stockings and suspenders. For the first time they saw her gorgeous big tits in all their naked glory. As she picked the dress up from the floor and laid it over a chair, all they could do was marvel at her lovely firm young body. Her ass looked unbelievable with the white lace, V, of her panties rising from between her glorious cheeks. Her slender waist and toned stomach really showed off her hourglass figure. But even they were eclipsed by her amazing tits, their youthful firmness clear from the way they gently rocked and swayed with every movement she made. It seemed magical the way such clearly heavy things appeared to almost float in front of her. Within a moment the two dirty old men both flipped their braces from their fat hairy shoulders and dropped their trousers and underpants to the floor. Both of them stood there with huge erections pointing up against their fat bellies. Their huge hairy old ball sacks looked full and heavy hanging low between their legs. Kenny stepped up to her. She stood there frozen to the spot as he placed his hand against her stomach. He grinned and sweat broke out all over his face as he slipped his fingers inside the top of her panties. Still Mandy did nothing as he went lower until his entire hand was down inside the lace front and his middle finger was probing the crease of her cunt. As he ran his finger over her clit, Mandy couldn't help gasping and biting on her lip. "Oh, you like that, eh?" he whispered with an excited tremble in his voice. She said nothing, but that didn't matter to him as he wormed two fingers between her pussy lips and slowly up inside her. "And what a lovely wet cunt!" he went on as his fingers went deeper and deeper. Mandy didn't know what to do, so she did nothing. She could feel his foul-smelling breath all over her face. She turned her head away to one side. All Kenny did was smile and lick his lips as he brought his free hand up to her left tit and gave it a firm squeeze. "And lovely great big tits!" he hissed as he began massaging it all over. "Ooh yes, em." Suddenly Mandy felt something else. It was Roy. He had moved around behind her to feel her ass, squeezing each perfectly formed check in turn with one hand while the other felt its way up and down the outside of her stocking-clad thigh. The gorgeous blonde 20-year-old was trapped and at the full mercy of these two dirty fat old perverts. It felt as if there were hands all over her as they both freely groped her voluptuous firm young body, passing crude comments to each other about her, as they did. After a few minutes they manhandled her around onto the bed. She was on all fours and Roy had managed to lay himself down so her hands were either side of his head and her tits were dangling just above his face. They looked absolutely massive as he stared wide-eyed at them teasingly swaying just above him. He had never seen anything like it, and wasted no time in getting stuck in. He grabbed them both in his hands and pulled them down to his face, and instantly started suckling on her swollen nipples. Mandy knew what to do. She had been here so many times before. She lowered herself slightly and began squashing them into his face, rolling them around against him. She could hear his muffled moans and groans as he grabbed her wrist and guided her hand down his fat sweaty body towards his throbbing great erection. The dirty old pig knew he wouldn't last long as he felt her soft young hand gently wrap around it and start to feel up and down its gristly rigid length. Kenny meanwhile was mesmerized by the sight of her ass thrusting out towards him framed by her sexy white lace suspenders. He had never seen a sexier ass, and with his dirty great hard cock pointing straight towards it he knew what he had to do. He lifted her lovely white panties out from between her cheeks and pulled them over to one side. Next he placed his hands on each cheek and with his thumbs prized them apart exposing her beautiful wet pink pussy. With his brother gorging on her tits and clearly loving the way she was slowly and gently working her hand up and down his cock, Kenny could wait no longer. Mandy gasped for breath as she suddenly felt his huge dirty old cock thrust its way into her sweet tight pussy.
The old man couldn't believe it, and sunk his fingers deep into her firm young ass cheeks as he felt the incredible sensation of his cock forcing its way ever deeper into her tight wet hole.
Ohfuck,
was all he could say as he drove it in so deep that he could feel it pressing against the entrance to her womb. He too couldn't last long as he drew it back and then rammed it up into her again, and then again, and again. He looked down, and tried to get his head around the fact that he was actually fucking her. He actually had his cock buried deep in the cunt of this gorgeous girl that only a couple of hours before they had been drooling and lusting after. The two brothers were in heaven and neither of them would be able to hold back for much longer. Kenny gripped her shapely hips tightly as he pounded his cock in and out of her cunt as fast as he could. Her juices were now flowing and could be heard squelching with every inward thrust. Roy was moaning and groaning, gasping to catch his breath as she wanked him off while she rubbed her lovely big young tits into his face.
Oh God!
He cried.
I'm going to come, quick!
Suddenly he grabbed her head and gorsed it down towards his cock. Mandy knew what this meant, and without a moment to think she slipped her mouth over the end of his swollen, smelly purple head.
Fucking hell!
Roy cried, this was just too much, and he started bucking up into her, forcing his cock to the back of her throat. Within a few seconds Mandy felt it flex, and her mouth was instantly full of his filthy hot thick spunk. He cried out in ecstasy as he pumped load after load of his smelly cream into her lovely tender mouth and down her throat. At that moment Kenny too found he could hold back no more and reached under to grab at her huge swaying tits as his balls tightened.
Oh, yes, 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 A-A-A-R-G-H!
He cried as the spunk powered its way up through his cock and exploded into the warm wetness of her cunt. Mandy couldn't resist pushing herself back against him as he carried on fucking her, filling her up with what felt like gallons of hot sticky spunk. She swallowed down all of Roy's without spilling a drop while her pussy milked Kenny's from the depths of his balls until he had no more left to give. The two brothers were so unfit that they both found the whole experience completely exhausting, and after a few moments for everyone to calm down, Mandy was able to squeeze her way out from between them and leave them both gasping on the bed. As they lay there recovering, Mandy managed to slip her dress back on and with some effort zip it up at the back. She could see they both still had semi-erections and knew that it would only be a matter of minutes before they wanted her again. So as quick as a flash, and with no time to think, she quickly popped the video out of the machine.
Hey, what you doing?
Kenny suddenly shouted.
Come here, you!
But Mandy was too quick, and as the fat, sweaty old boys tried to lumber off the bed, she quickly fled from the room holding tightly onto the tape. As she ran down the corridor and down the stairs, she realized they weren't behind her. With the tape in her possession, she felt sure there was nothing they could do and hoped that they would just be glad for what they had just had. On reaching the ground floor, Mandy went to the toilets to check herself in the mirror. Her hair was still in place with the blonde ringlets hanging either side of her face. Confident that she looked fine, she left the toilet to rejoin the party. She still had the tape in her hand and decided that the best thing to do was take it to one of the big outside bins to dispose of it. As she came out, she turned and walked straight into someone. She was just about to apologize when she realized it was the old drunk from earlier. He had obviously been waiting for her. She was about to push him away when he suddenly snatched the tape from her.
Give me that, she demanded.
The little old man just laughed and held it behind his back as he looked her up and down.
I might be persuaded, he said as he licked his old lips.
There was no doubt what he meant, and as Mandy tried to reason with him, he just turned and told her to follow him outside. It was a warm night and the moon was full, illuminating everything with a cool blue glow. Mandy followed him around to the back of the hotel where there was a huge well-kept garden. She already knew what she was going to have to do yet again in order to get the tape back. The thought of it sickened her, but again she asked herself what choice did she have. As they reached an area a good distance from the hotel and shielded by some trees, the little old man suddenly turned to her and smiled. He threw the tape on the floor some way behind him.
If you want to come and get it, he told her.
She looked incredible in the moonlight in her exquisite figure-hugging dress, and as she tried to walk around the old man, he reached out and grabbed her around the waist and pulled her to the ground. Despite Mandy's protests, the dirty booze-fueled old pervert rolled on top of her and started kissing her all over the face. She struggled, but for such a small man, he was surprisingly strong and seemed to have little trouble in controlling her.
Ooh, yes, yes, he whispered. You are a feisty young thing.
As he spoke, she felt his hand go up the front of her dress and feel its way up the inside of her thigh.
No, no. Please, no.
She begged, but he was already so excited that there was no stopping now. As he pushed his hand further, he suddenly reached her still moist cunt.
Ooh, yes, you dirty bitch,
he hissed in her ear. She had left her panties behind in the brother's room, and so the old boy easily worked his fingers between her lips and was soon thrusting them up inside her as far as they would go. As he wiggled and squirmed them around inside her, Mandy couldn't help getting wetter and wetter. She didn't want to, but her body was starting to enjoy it. After a few minutes, he pulled his fingers out and pushed the lower part of her dress up until it was bunched up around her waist. He raised himself up and looked down at the incredible sight of Mandy's legs encased in white stockings and suspenders spread apart with her sweet wet pussy on full display. He wasn't about to waste a second and quickly pulled his trousers and underpants down around his knees, revealing a huge angry-looking erection. With no time to lose, he almost fell on top of her, and as he did, his smelly old cock seemed to instinctively find its way straight up inside her soaking wet hole. Before Mandy realized what was happening, he was banging away at her like a jackrabbit, licking, kissing, feeling and groping her all over. The stench of his breath was vile, but the feel of his cock was good, so good that she couldn't resist wrapping her legs around his back and pulling him in as tightly as she could. Her sudden enthusiasm came as a huge surprise to the old man. He couldn't believe his luck as he continued to hammer away into her.
Things got even better as she seemed to want to take control by rolling them over until she was sitting on top. This was her favorite position, one in which she was almost always guaranteed an orgasm. The dirty old drunk just lay there looking up at her, as she started to rotate her hips and grind herself against him. Gradually she got faster and faster, and all he could do was watch in total awe at her sitting upright on his cock, milking it for all she was worth. He placed his hands around her firm narrow waist as she bounced up and down on him. Her expensive silk dress felt so good stretched tightly around her. With her eyes closed, she was clearly building to an orgasm. The old man then got an even greater treat as he watched her peel the top of her dress down, and her huge tits bounced out. He reached up and grabbed at them. He had never felt anything like them. They were simply incredible.
"Ugh, go on, suck them. I know you want to, you dirty old pervert."
Mandy groaned as she fell forward and they tumbled into his face. He couldn't control himself. He sucked and chewed on her nipples, cramming as much tit meat into his mouth as he could, squeezing them hard from either side.
"Ooh, yes, yes,"
she cried as he bucked beneath her, ramming his cock hard and fast up inside her with all his strength. He reached down behind her and pulled her dress up so he could grope her gorgeous naked ass as he felt his balls ready themselves for release.
"Will you bitch, you lovely dirty bitch,"
he hissed. He could hold back no more. With her gorgeous ass firmly in his hands, her tits pushed into his face, and his cock buried deep inside her cunt, he knew that it simply didn't get any better than this. Then suddenly he let out a muffled cry as he felt the spunk burst like a tidal wave from his cock and gush into her lovely tight cunt. At the same time, Mandy shuddered and screamed as she experienced the most amazing orgasm envelope her entire body. She ground herself down hard against him. Her throbbing tunnel seemed to almost suck the dirty thick stuff from deep inside his old balls. The old man had never known anything like it as he continued to shoot more and more up inside her. After a good minute or two of pumping and grinding together, the both of them soon slowed until they came to an eventual stop. The old man just lay there completely exhausted and unable to move. Mandy gently lifted herself off him. Her pussy was so tender that she had to be extra careful. Not waiting to see if the old man was even still alive, she picked up the tape and fled back to the party.
Chapter 24.
Ever since Mandy started developing into a young woman, her mother feared she would encounter the problems that she has. To be honest, it came as no surprise to Allison. In fact, she almost expected it. After, it wasn't hard to see where she inherited her stunning looks from. You see, Mandy has grown into the image of Allison in her younger days. To see a picture of the two of them at the same age, you would be forgiven for thinking it was the same person. Almost identical in every way, from the gorgeous blonde hair and oh-so-pretty face, to the phenomenally voluptuous figure, and it seemed that Allison too had paid the heavy price of such stunning looks, just like her daughter. This is why she understood how Mandy's situation with these old men had so easily come about, and why she was trying to help her in any way she can. For over 20 years, and even up to this very day, Allison had suffered the almost constant problem of unwanted attention from men of all ages. She had long since lost count of the amount of times she had put up with being groped and grabbed at, or ogled and leered at by all kinds of men, from rampant young studs to dirty old perverts. For some reason, just because a girl is pretty with blonde hair and great big tits, some men find it either impossible to control themselves, or just think that a girl must look this way for one reason, and one reason only. So Allison had a real understanding of her daughter's situation, because she, more than most, understood from her own bitter experiences how the mind of a man worked. Never a day would go by without Allison having to be subjected to some sort of sexual advance, whether it be something subtle like a sneaky second glance or something as blatantly rude as being openly propositioned, which seemed to happen a lot. She had always known the effect she had on men, so many times she had heard how a girl with such attributes as she had only ever comes along once in a man's life, which is apparently why every man would want to take the chance and make the most of it. More often than not, it was guys of her own age that tried it on, but the ones that stuck in her mind were the others, the dirty old men that occasionally tried it on too. She remembered them because at the time she was so appalled and disgusted by the cheek of them that it left her rather stunned that they thought she would be even remotely interested. The more she thought about it, the more she realized just how often it had happened. It sickened her to think of the many times she had put up with such unpleasant, and at times very serious, sexual harassment. At the age of just 18, Allison was already drawing a lot of attention to herself. She had long, wavy, natural blonde hair that she flicked out at the sides, and a fresh, innocent, pretty young face with large, deep blue eyes and lovely, full red lips that pouted as if asking to be kissed. These features alone were enough to melt the heart of any man who saw her. But the real reason for all of the unwelcome attention was her astounding figure. She had the most amazing pair of tits. Her bra size was a mind-blowing 32GG, although at her tender age she didn't need to wear one, as they were so firm that they could stand out in front of her completely unsupported, something that was a truly mouth-watering spectacle. Along with this, she had an ass that teased mercilessly with its proud outward thrust and cheeky wiggle. No wonder every man she met could only ever think of one thing. As she was now 18 and seemed quite responsible, her parents decided that they would go off on holiday for the first time on their own, leaving Allison home alone. Before they left, they gave her the usual talk about no loud music, parties, or boys. They wanted her to show them how she could be trusted, and if she let them down, then she would be in serious trouble. Allison couldn't wait to have the house to herself, but wasn't happy that her father had gone and asked their next-door neighbor to keep an eye on things while they were away, leaving him a contact number in case there was any trouble. The neighbor was an old guy named Mr. Cramp, a bit of a creepy-looking man, but to be fair, he always seemed friendly enough. He was married, but his wife had some illness that meant she had recently had to go to live in a home for the elderly, as the old man wasn't able to look after her.
It was at this time that he moved into the house next to Allison, and quickly befriended her father with the odd chat over the fence while out tending to his garden. On hearing the story of the old man's wife, her father felt sorry for him and always made a point of stopping for a quick chat. To be honest, there was no need for sympathy as the situation suited the old man just fine. His wife was something of an old dragon, and after so many years in a loveless and sexless marriage, he was at last able to enjoy some freedom from being constantly nagged and henpecked. It all came a little late as the old boy was now in his 70s, but he was glad to at last be able to please himself and do as he liked. To look at him, you could see he was a classic example of a downtrodden husband, very short and thin with a balding head and glasses. He looked quite the weakling. Insignificant in every way, he had never had the confidence to talk to women, although he loved and admired them very much. If he was ever caught looking at one, he would soon get a slap around the head and be reminded that no girl would ever be interested in a stupid old fool like him, which of course was very true. It was true because along with his age and stature, he also had a creepy look about him. He had a long hooked nose, a long pointed chin and big bulging eyes. His face was very thin and his cheeks were bony and withdrawn. He lived in the same clothes all the time, an old gray cardigan, a grubby old beige shirt and a pair of dirty brown trousers with a few suspicious looking stains down the front of them. It was a few weeks after he had moved into his house that Mr. Cramp first noticed Allison. She had just turned 18, and he saw her heading off to college one morning wearing her uniform. He was completely blown away. He couldn't remember ever seeing a more beautiful and incredibly sexy girl in his entire life. He couldn't believe his luck. This was all of his dreams come true. To have such a gorgeous girl living right next door gave him plenty of opportunity to spy on her unseen from behind his curtains. He soon got into the habit of watching and waiting at the same time every day for her to head off to college in the morning and then return home in the afternoon. The creepy old pervert would drool over her cheeky fit young ass in her regulation short pleated skirt. If it was warm, she would occasionally carry her blazer over her shoulder, treating him to a wonderfully cock-hardening look at her crisp white blouse straining to contain her unbelievable 32 GGs.
Ooh yes, 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 ooh yes, lovely.
He would mutter under his breath as he slipped his bony old hand down inside the front of his grubby underpants and wrapped his nicotine-stained fingers around his smelly old cock. The sight of her excited him so much that more often than not he would come in his underpants before she was even out of sight. So being given the task of keeping an eye on her while her parents were away was something he was going to find easy. In fact, he was looking forward to it. No sooner had they left, Allison had invited her current boyfriend around. The prospect of having the house to themselves was something they both had been looking forward to. Mr. Cramp, however, had other ideas. On seeing the young man turn up at the house, he felt he should do something but wasn't sure what. It was a hot sunny day, and the old boy went up to his back bedroom window to see if they were in the garden. Peering out from behind his curtains, trying not to be seen, he saw the young man out there striped to his waist enjoying the sunshine. As he still wondered what he should do, he was suddenly presented with the breathtaking sight of Allison coming out from the house and laying out a blanket on the lawn. She positioned it in the dappled shade of a tree so as not to be in the full glare of the hot sun. The creepy old pervert thought he might have a heart attack at the sight of what she was wearing. On top, she wore a skimpy white cotton vest top that was cut off just below her boobs, leaving her firm-toned stomach fully exposed. It cascaded over her huge firm bust and hung loosely away from her body. It was clear to see that she wasn't wearing a bra from the way those gravity-defying 32 GGs seemed to sway and bounce freely underneath the teasingly small garment. Not to mention the fact that her nipples too were poking out for all to see. As if that wasn't enough to drive anyone to near insanity, unbelievably she seemed to be wearing just a pair of white cotton panties down below. They weren't bikini bottoms. Most definitely not. They were definitely panties. This was too much. Her ass looked simply spectacular, thrusting out behind her, stretching the white cotton tightly across her gorgeous round cheeks. This was so much more than the old boy could have ever hoped for, and settled down to enjoy the most amazing wank. Probably the wank of a lifetime. Just then the young guy she was with went back into the house and moments later headed off out the front door. The old man went to his front bedroom and watched him walk off down the road holding what looked like a wallet in his hand. He was obviously going to the shop for something, a walk that he knew would take at least a good half hour. The old man couldn't resist it. He saw an opportunity to get a closer look at Allison, and so decided to go and have a word with her. He was understandably nervous at the prospect of talking to her. He had never really spoken to her before, but all he wanted was a closer look at her voluptuous young curves so he could fuel his lustful imagination. Afraid that she might get an idea what was on his mind, he knew he had to act as normal as possible and not creep her out. His excuse would be that he wanted to remind her that her father had entrusted him with keeping an eye on her, and one of the things he didn't want was any boys around the house. Excitedly, he went around the front of the house and up the driveway. Even though it was a lovely sunny day, old Mr. Cramp still wore his usual moth-eaten old gray cardigan, grubby beige shirt, and tatty old brown trousers. The scrawny little old man looked like a tramp, and the drawn pale features of his creepy thin old face only made it worse. As he turned the corner into the garden, he was about to announce his arrival with a polite cough. However, as soon as he saw Allison, he found his throat suddenly incapable of such a simple task. He was presented with the sight of this gorgeous blonde 18-year-old laid out on her stomach, her eyes closed, and her head to one side resting on her folded arms. He gulped back the saliva that was forming a pool in his bottom lip as he admired the sheer perfection of her. The skimpy vest top was gathered around the middle of her back, leaving her shoulders and lower back completely bare. Her tight skin was so flawless and covered in a rich golden tan. Through the armholes he could see the edge of her tits bulging out from underneath her at the sides. His attention was soon drawn to the brief white cotton panties that clung beautifully to the lovely shape of her cock-hardening cheeks.
The dirty, withered old creep had never seen such a sexy ass so closely. With her eyes still closed, he could feel the bulge in his trousers grow as he took the opportunity to have a nice long free look at her. He knew that he would soon have to speak or risk being caught out and screamed at for being a pervert, which is exactly what he was, of course. Just then his shadow passed over her face, and without opening her eyes, Allison spoke.
"I thought you had gone," she said in a soft, sleepy voice. "Before you go, could you put some lotion on me?"
The old boy didn't know what to do. He could see she obviously thought he was her boyfriend. He was confused yet excited, and as he was thinking, she again spoke.
"It's just down by my feet."
His mind was in a whirl all of a sudden. What should he do? He couldn't, could he? He had to speak and let her know that it was him. If he didn't, she would probably scream, pervert, at him, and he would be embarrassed beyond belief. Just as he was thinking, she turned her head to the other side and pulled her lovely soft blonde hair to one side, exposing her shoulders completely. With her eyes still closed, she let out a long lazy sigh as if half asleep. With his mouth drooling and his stinking old cock growing ever harder his trousers, he reached down and took the bottle. He knew he shouldn't do it. God knows what the consequences could be. But as he looked along her gorgeous young body laid out in front of him, he could see this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If he lived another 100 years, he would never get another chance like this. It was wrong, so wrong, but surely it had to be worth the risk. He couldn't help himself as, without thinking, he squirted some of the cream into his bony, frail old hand. He knelt down at her blind side. Voices in his head were screaming.
"What are you doing? Are you mad?"
He had to be. He would never get away with it. But the temptation was just too much. He tried to convince himself that it was only her fault. After all, she shouldn't be such a cruel cock teaser. He had to do it. He just had to. He smeared the suntan lotion in his palms and slowly reached for her shoulders, trembling like a leaf. As his hands touched her soft young skin, he had to stifle a groan of pleasure by biting down on his lip. Allison seemed half asleep and unconcerned as he spread his hands and started smearing the cream across her back. He had never felt such perfectly smooth, tight skin, and the thrill from just touching her was such that he forgot any worries over being caught and started to become lost in the whole overwhelming experience. He started to gently massage her. If his thin, bony old hands felt different to her boyfriend's, then she didn't seem to notice it. Instead, she just let out a long, sleepy sigh, giving the dirty old neighbor the confidence he needed to carry on. As he applied more lotion to his hands, he looked down at the giant tent pole sticking out in his trousers. His cock was harder than it had been for more years than he could remember. He licked his trembling lips as he placed his hands on her lower back and started to feel his way around her. She had such a slender waist that he was able to press his thumbs into her spine and at the same time allow his fingertips to feel her tight, flat stomach underneath. His attention was never off the ultimate prize. He couldn't resist moving down for a closer look at her ass. He wanted it so badly and had to fight every lust-fueled urge in his body. Her two lovely firm round cheeks stretched the white cotton panties tightly across the crevice between them. Such a beautiful sight, and to see it so closely was more than he could have ever dared dream of. The pool of saliva in his bottom lip overflowed as he moved his face even closer. A drop ran down his chin and landed straight on her panties. He quickly gulped down to prevent more. Luckily, she hadn't noticed. He slowly moved his hands lower into the dip of her back until his dirty, nicotine-stained old fingers reached the steep upward swell of her ass. He had to go on. The temptation was so intense. Still, she had no idea it was him. His dirty old hands crept upwards until he was fingering the top edge of her fresh white panties. He paused a moment, and, sensing no objection, he guessed it safe to continue. Never had he been more excited as his bony old fingers now crept under the soft, tight cotton, slowly climbing her cheeks. His raging hard-on was throbbing, screaming out for satisfaction. He was growing more and more desperate. He could feel his heart racing faster and faster as he moved his hands slowly down. This was pure heaven. Her cheeks felt so firm and tight. He moved his hands further inside her panties until, without a care for the possible consequences, he had a cheek in each palm and was able to give each one a gentle massage. This was simply unbelievable for the disgusting sex-starved old pervert. He was seriously close to just holding her down and fucking her brains out right there, and then, it would be so easy, and was so very tempting. Suddenly Allison groaned quietly.
Mmm.
Old Mr. Cramp pulled his hands away and froze. Had he been busted?
Was this it?
No, she was still half asleep. If anything, the slight smile on her pretty young face led him to believe she was actually enjoying it. His eyes bulged and he nervously licked his lips as he turned back to her ass. With more lotion on his hands, he started to rub it into the backs of her luscious young thighs. More confident now, he wasted no time in slipping his hands to the inside of them. As if in a dream, Allison parted her legs slightly. His jaw almost hit the floor as he found himself looking straight between her legs at the thin white strip of cotton that covered her lovely, sweet 18-year-old pussy. Tentatively, he worked his hands higher up between her legs until his fingers came into contact with the edge of her pant-high crotch. She gave no objection, and so he lightly brushed his fingertips over soft white cotton. He waited a moment before taking the chance and following along the crease of her cunt. Still, she did nothing, so he gently pressed the material into the folds of her lips. He knew it was wrong, but there was no way he could stop. Bravely, he teased his fingers under the edge until he could feel the moist warmth within.
"Em naughty boy,"
she whispered in her still sleepy state. Then she parted her legs even further, giving him what he saw as the green light to continue.
"Oh God,"
he whispered quietly under his breath as he carefully teased the crotch of her panties to one side. The creepy old fossil thought he could have a heart attack at any moment as the incredible sight of her lovely tight pink pussy came into view. He had never seen anything more beautiful in his entire life. Her lovely delicate young lips glistened with her juices.
His cock was so hard and pulsated in his underpants, which were now sticky and wet with precum. As he started to worm his dirty nicotine-stained old finger between her moist lips, he knew he needed to get his cock in there. It was becoming too much to resist. He needed relief from his desperate state. He was desperate. And with his fingers now worming their way deeper into her gorgeous tight wet hole, he knew he couldn't wait a moment longer. But just before he could unzip his dirty old trousers, he suddenly felt himself grabbed from behind and thrown back across the lawn. It was her boyfriend. Old Mr. Cramp had forgotten all about him. What followed was a few minutes of pure mayhem, with Allison confused and disgusted by what she quickly realized had happened, but at the same time trying to stop her boyfriend from battering the old boy to a pulp. He, on the other hand, was trying to defend himself the only way he could against someone twice his size and a good 50 years younger, and that was by blaming Allison and telling what was actually the truth, which was that he was only doing what she had asked him to. With all the shouting and confusion, Mr. Cramp managed to somehow free himself from this angry young man's grip and quickly scurried off down the drive like a whipped dog and back to his own house. Once inside, the sneaky, frightened old creep waited a few minutes feeling shaken and scared to see if anyone was going to come banging on his door. Nobody did, and after a couple more minutes he went up to have a look out of his bedroom window to see if he could see what was happening. Meanwhile, Allison and her boyfriend were having a huge row over the whole event. She tried to explain that she did sort of encourage the old man, but only because she thought it was him. None of this seemed to help her case. In fact, it only made matters worse, and eventually the young guy stormed off out of the house. The old neighbor watched him go and wondered what he should do. He knew he couldn't leave things as they were. What if she was on the phone to her father right now telling him what had happened? He would be a dead man. He couldn't stand the worry, and so went back around to see if he could apologize and somehow worm his way out of the whole embarrassing mess. As he came up the drive, he saw the front door wasn't closed properly, and so pushed it open and stuck his head inside. "H, hello?" he called out nervously. There was no answer, and so after a moment's pause he stepped inside and slowly crept down the hall. He was unsure what he was doing, but he knew he had to try and straighten things out with her. Then he heard sobbing coming from an upstairs room. This was going to be tough, and he thought a moment about turning and getting out of there. But something deep within was driving him on, and he crept up the stairs towards the sound. He came to a bedroom door, and as he slowly pushed the door open, all thoughts of leaving instantly vanished. She was curled up on her bed crying into a pillow. She looked so sweet and lovely, and his heart went out to her. But more than this, he was instantly reminded why this had all come about. The mouth-watering little minx was still in her tiny cotton vest top and panties, and straight away he felt the dirty animal urges welling up inside him. As he stepped closer, she suddenly realized he was there and sat bolt upright on the bed.
"Don't be frightened," he told her in as gentle a voice as he could.
I just want to make sure you're okay." Her reaction surprised him. He expected her to scream at him and tell him how she was going to tell her father, but nothing could have been further from the truth.
I'm sorry for the way my boyfriend roughed you up," she started.
But that was wrong of you. You shouldn't have done that." As she spoke, she repositioned herself closer to the edge of the bed on her knees and sat back on her feet, looking so sweet and innocent.
"But you asked me to," the creepy old guy insisted.
"I only came around to see what was going on. After all, it was what your father had asked me to do." Thinking on his feet and seeing an opportunity for what exactly he didn't know, but there was an opportunity, he went on.
"Look, maybe I should call him and let him know what happened. I don't want any trouble."
It was a gamble for the old man to say this. If she agreed, he didn't know what he would do. He obviously wasn't going to really tell him what happened. But he could see she didn't want him to know that she had had her boyfriend around to stay. Allison looked worried.
"No, don't. Why? You see, I thought you were my boyfriend. That's why I asked you to put the suntan lotion on me,"
the cunning old boy thought quickly.
"Oh, I see. I thought you knew it was me. I must admit I was a little surprised.
Please don't tell my father what happened today. Please, let's just forget it, can we?" He couldn't believe his ears. She actually thought that she was the one in the wrong. All the time she's talking, the creepy old pervert couldn't help looking over her voluptuous, fit young body. Her tits were absolutely huge, and with the tiny little vest top hanging loosely off them, they seemed to take on a life of their own, jiggling and swaying with every movement she made. He could see her nipples clearly pointing out through the thin white cotton material, and sitting the way she was, with her back arched inwards, she seemed to be almost deliberately thrusting them out. He was astounded that she had no bra on. How could such big heavy things stand out so high and proud, completely unaided? It was a true miracle. As she tried again to apologize, it seemed as if she had forgotten that all she was wearing along with this top was just her sexy little white cotton panties. She was such a cock teaser, and old Mr. Cramps was growing ever harder with every passing second. She didn't notice the look in his eye or the bulge in his trousers. All she saw was a frail old man who surely wouldn't harm a fly. She felt disgusted by what he had done earlier, but to see him standing there in his ragged old clothes and looking half-starved and really quite pathetic, she saw him as no threat at all. But she was wrong. He wanted to exploit this opportunity as much as he could. He had touched her once and desperately wanted to again. It was those tits. They were driving him mad. He needed to put his hands on them, touch them, feel them. It was all he could think of. He took a few steps closer, explaining that he needed to sit down as his old bones were aching. He sat on the edge of the bed right next to her, which made her feel a little uneasy. "Maybe we could agree on a way for me to not say anything to your father," said the lecherous old creep, speaking slowly as he eyed her up and down.
"Perhaps if I do you this favor, then maybe you'll do one for me."
Yes, okay," she responded with an innocent naivety.
"What is it you want me to do?"
He shuffled up closer to her and very slowly reached with his hand and placed it on her bare stomach. Luckily for him, she didn't sweat it away. Instead, she seemed to just freeze from a mixture of shock and uncertainty.
I actually enjoyed touching you earlier. He said nervously as perspiration broke out all over his gaunt, pale old face.
So perhaps if I could touch you again then. His voice trailed off as his concentration moved from what he was saying to his hand.
And, no, I don't think so, P, please no, don't please.
Allison didn't know what to do. Her pleading was falling on deaf ears. She felt sickened as his thin, bony old hand with yellow nicotine-stained fingertips slowly start to crawl up her stomach. She could hear his breathing getting faster and heavier. She couldn't see his hand as her view was blocked by the size of her tits, but she knew he was now under the overhang of her little top. Just then he touched the underside of her tits. He paused to see her reaction for a second before his dirty old fingertips started to creep along one, and then the other.
Oh God, yes.
She heard the creepy old pervert whisper as his hand went higher and gently cupped her magnificent right breast.
Oh my lord.
He whispered through trembling breath as he started to feel his way over it. Allison could now see the outline of his crawling hand through the thin white cotton as his palm now covered her nipple.
El, look, that's enough.
Came her weak protest, but there was no way he was going to stop. Her tits were so big that his frail old hand had to roam around under her top in order to feel just one of them all over.
Oh lovely. So lovely.
He sighed as his palm found its way back over her nipple before spreading his fingers wide and giving it a mighty squeeze. It was so big and incredibly firm, much firmer than he would have ever thought possible. Allison was still unsure what she should do. Should she scream at him, or should she put up with it to buy his silence? With his eyes bulging out of his head and saliva dribbling from his wide gaping mouth, he slowly massaged it for a while before moving across to the other one. She should have done something as his groping and squeezing became more and more frantic. He was clearly getting overexcited and desperate. It was all too much for him. His cock was throbbing hard in his trousers. He needed her. He needed her more than he had ever needed anything. He could no longer control himself. The gorgeous blonde 18-year-old suddenly started to protest as he pushed her top up to expose her magnificent 32 GGs. He was all over her, trying to kiss her on the mouth as he continued to grope and maul her tits. She moved her head back and tried to pull herself away, but he clung onto her as he forced her back down onto the bed. With her trapped underneath him, he was able to press his ugly old face against hers and lick and kiss it all over. Despite thrashing her head from side to side, he soon had his mouth clamped over hers, moaning and groaning.
Am I love you? Oh yes, I love you.
Over and over. Allison felt sick and desperately wanted to get the dirty old pervert off. But she wasn't able, as the adrenaline pumping through his veins gave him an unbelievable strength. He grew more and more excited as he dragged his face down from hers and licked and slobbered up and down her neck. She tasted so sweet, and the scent of her soft blonde hair was so fresh and pure. All these things sent his mind into a whirl. He had never been so turned on, and he knew he had to satisfy this massive and overwhelming urge inside him. Soon he worked his way lower until he was gorging on her tits. As he sucked and chewed on her nipples, he noticed they were sticking out hard and proud.
Ooh yes, you love it, don't you?
He panted as he lifted his head for a good look at them before diving in again. Suddenly Allison realized that with one hand he was undoing his trousers whilst trying to hold her down with the other. She knew what this meant, and she wanted to get this disgusting dirty old man off her. But at the same time she felt confused. Why was her body reacting this way? She surely couldn't be getting turned on by this withered old creep. As he continued his assault on her, she realized to her amazement that she was. She knew she didn't want this, and she knew she didn't fancy this horrible ugly old man. So why was she starting to feel this way? The truth was that she was a terrible cock teaser. She loved nothing more than seeing the effect her gorgeous overdeveloped 18-year-old body had on seemingly rational men. She could turn them into quivering, blundering idiots as easy as that. So the turn on wasn't this repulsive old man, it was the feeling she got from seeing the effect she had on him. He was out of control, desperately in need of satisfaction for his unbearable sexual urges, and it was all because of her. Still though, she also knew that this was wrong and her struggling continued. She couldn't just let him have her.
Stop.
No.
Get off me, you dirty old bastard, get off.
Her protests meant nothing, and the old man had maneuvered her so she was laying on the bed properly with her head on the pillow. With his trousers and underpants now down around his knees, he worked his way between her legs. There was nowhere for her to go as he reached down and pulled the crotch of her panties to one side.
I'm sorry, I have to, oh God, I have to, I'm sorry.
He blurted out in desperation as he pushed his dirty hard cock against her cunt.
Oh God, yes, 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 oh H God, yes.
He cried as her lips parted around his swollen purple head. Further they stretched as he pushed it into her. The increasing flow of her juices enabled him to force it in deeper and deeper despite her incredible tightness. The sensation was out of this world, and the old boy's excitement was such that he could already feel himself starting to come. Oh, yes, yes, A-A-R-G-H. He cried as he instantly reacted to the sudden ejaculation by ramming his cock into her all the way to the hilt. He had lost all control and straight away pumped himself in and out of her as fast as he could, spunk gushing like a fire hose from his overexcited member. Over and over he kept on pumping as more and more of his dirty sticky muck filled the depths of her lovely tight tunnel. His hands were everywhere, squeezing her tits as hard as they could, reaching behind to grope and fondle her ass, or grabbing the hair on top of her head and pulling it back as he thrust himself hard and deep into her. After a few minutes of this frenzied excitement, and seemingly endless torrent of spunk, he began to slow down, puffing and panting with exhaustion. Yet still his dirty, stinking sperm continued to dribble from the end of his cock into her ravaged cunt.
Sweating and drained, he collapsed on top of her. Even still, he continued to squirm and rotated his cock inside her. He thought he had finished, but this was no ordinary experience, and he soon found he was still excited and his cock remained surprisingly hard. Allison took the opportunity to push him off to one side. He rolled over onto his back and she sat up on the edge of the bed. She couldn't believe how close he had brought her to an orgasm. She hated him but couldn't deny the feelings inside or the frustration she felt from being left unsatisfied. She looked over her shoulder to see the dirty old creep laying there looking at her. In his right hand was his still hard cock. He was so disgusting. She hated him for what he had done but still felt strangely smug over the effect she was obviously having on him. Then it dawned on her, she now desperately needed satisfying and there was a hard cock right there. She could have thrown him out and taken care of herself, but then why should she? She was disgusted with herself for even thinking of it. This old man was revolting and never in a million years would she ever think of him as someone to have sex with. But it just seemed the obvious thing to do. Old Mr. Cramp was shocked to see her get to her feet and slip her panties down her legs and kick them off. Then in just her skimpy little top she climbed onto the bed calling him all the names under the sun. You fucking bastard, I hate you, you dirty fucking old bastard. She snapped as she straddled his pathetic ailing old body. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. Then in an instant she reached down and took his cock in her hand and guided herself down onto it. She threw her head back and closed her eyes as her cunt stretched around the big old thing and she slid all the way down it. Oh yes. She hissed as she began to grind herself against him, the walls of her now soaking cunt gripping and massaging his erection as she started to ride up and down on it. With her sat bolt upright on him, he had a spectacular view up under her tiny white vest. From this position he could see the underside of her huge tits bouncing around under the flimsy cotton top, and the more she got into it the more they bounced around. He lay there with his mouth wide open as he watched. Oh lovely lovely big tits. He groaned. Ooh, look at them bounce, ooh, go on more more. Still Allison had her eyes closed as she licked her lips and rode him harder and harder. She was obviously in a fantasy all of her own as she started to squeeze and fondle her tits through her top. Yes yes yes. She sighed as she ground herself round and round harder against him. Oh fuck me with that cock, fuck me fuck me. As the words left her mouth she fell forwards and started to rub her tits around all over his old face. From this position he was able to take over and start ramming himself into her, which was met with satisfying moans from the sweet sexy 18-year-old. With one hand she pulled her top up and pushed her naked tit into his face, her nipple finding its way into his mouth. The two of them were in a state of frenzied excitement. Allison was now moaning and groaning on the brink of orgasm as her pussy took the hammering of its life and her oversensitive nipples were feasted upon by the old man's hungry suckling mouth. He was taking every opportunity to feel her all over. He groped and squeezed her lovely firm ass, felt his way all over her thighs, hips and waist, and of course mauled and massaged her tits. Neither of them were going to last much longer, as the bed shook and slammed against the wall with every thrust he made into her. Suddenly Allison let out a shriek as she erupted into an orgasm, her pussy suddenly squeezing the old man's cock like never before, the juices pouring from inside her. At the same moment he felt his balls tighten and his cock jerk and pulsate. In an instant their fluids combined as he shot a load of thick hot spunk up inside her drenched cunt. The two of them writhed and fucked like crazed animals, milking each other for all they were worth. Over and over they carried on until soon they were both at a state of near exhaustion. As Allison sat back up and drew her hair back from her face and over the top of her head, she looked down at the creepy old pervert and let out one more long, satisfied sigh. He had just experienced the highlight of his entire life. Nothing could ever compare to the pleasure he had just had, and as he lay there looking over his conquest, he found it almost impossible to believe. Having reached the satisfaction she had needed, Allison's use for the old boy was over. She climbed off the bed and walked on shaky legs across the room. She opened the bedroom door and stood there waiting for him to take the hint and leave. He reluctantly clambered from the bed and pulled his trousers back up. He shuffled over towards her. When he got to the doorway, he stopped and looked at her. Just go, Allison said with a firm authority. He just looked at her and went without uttering a single word. For the remainder of the week until her parents returned, Allison encountered the old boy a few more times. He was very persistent and obviously desperate to get his hands on her again. She enjoyed seeing the way she could tease him. It turned her on somewhat to think of this disgusting old creep being driven to the edge of despair by the mere sight of her. This was something she felt she may play around with and explore in the future. Chapter 25. The incident with her neighbor had certainly heightened Allison's awareness to the workings of the male mind. No matter how innocent and trustworthy a man may seem, there's no way you can really know what he may be thinking and feeling deep down inside. She wasn't stupid and had a pretty good idea of the effect she had on men, but this was the first indication of just how far over the edge her gorgeous young body could send someone. It wasn't going to change her behavior too much. She would still find it great fun to tease and tempt men regardless of their age, playing on their obvious weaknesses just for the fun of it. At the age of 40 she could look back over her life and see just what a foolish game it was she used to play, but at the age of 18 she couldn't help herself. She just loved the feeling of power that her body gave her over almost every man she met. She could tell from the way they looked at her that they would have given almost anything if she would allow them to just touch her, but it was her choice and hers alone, that was the real power she enjoyed. Some guys were so pathetic, prepared to try anything just hoping and praying that she might just give in and let them have the use of her beautiful and voluptuous young body even if just for a few moments, but she never would.
Instead, she would just wind them up mercilessly like a cruel prick teaser by allowing them to look and lust all they liked, but never touch. Sometimes, however, the situation would get beyond her control, and just a few weeks after her incident with Mr. Cramp, she would again find herself in a fix. Something happened that would teach Allison a harsh lesson about the male mind and the dangerous game she was playing. Like any 18-year-old college student, Allison had a need for money, a need that would lead her to search out any work that she could do in her spare time. It didn't have to be anything fantastic, just something to make a little extra cash so she could afford the odd night out and a few new clothes. In the town where she lived, up a narrow side street, there was a small newspaper shop that sold sweets, magazines, cigarettes, and so on. Allison noticed to her delight as she walked past it one day that there was a card in the window asking for a part-time assistant. This was just what she was looking for, and so she went in to see if it was still available. On entering the shop, one of those old-fashioned bells rang above the door. It was completely empty, and so she waited at the counter for someone to appear. As she stood there looking around, she couldn't help noticing the top two shelves on the wall facing the counter were completely full of adult soft porn magazines. Being a fairly quiet shop up a side street, she understood that this was probably more the sort of place that people would come to buy such things. She had no problem with this. After all, she knew people bought these things. But she did feel a little uneasy and wondered if maybe this wasn't quite right for her. Just at that moment, an old man with a bald head and pot belly came out of a back room and asked her if he could help her. For a moment, she was in two minds. Should she ask about the job? Or should she just buy something and leave? The shopkeeper was quite a short, rounded man in his late 50s or early 60s. His flabby belly hung over his belt, and he had rings of sweat under his arms. He wore small round glasses with a thin wiry frame. The lenses were thick, giving his eyes a hugely magnified stare. Having had a quick glance around the shop, Allison thought how he looked just as she would expect. With the extensive range of adult magazines on sale, she just knew that he would be a bit of a pervy-looking old man, and she wasn't far wrong. With her standing there in a tight pink t-shirt and figure-hugging jeans, the old man couldn't help but enjoy having a good look up and down her. The gorgeous young blonde was really something else, so incredibly pretty, with the sort of lovely innocent young face that you just want to smother with kisses. But that was just a bonus. The real mind-blowing shocker were those huge 32 GGs thrusting out from her slender frame. He had never seen anything like it. They were just out of this world, so much so that the old boy was momentarily lost for words. Then Allison spoke.
I wanted to ask about the job in the window.
Jay, job?
What Jay?
Oh, the job. The old man wasn't thinking straight, his attention at that moment completely taken up by her phenomenal bust.
Yes,
said Allison.
The job?
At that point, she could see what was going through his mind, and she should have listened to her instincts and just left. But at the same, Allison being Allison, she naively thought that she could maybe use his obvious appreciation of her assets to her advantage in securing the job for herself.
Oh, the job, yes, sir, and what about it? Do you want it?
He blurted out.
Well, yes, is it still available?
Yes, yes, of course. When can you start?
Well, tomorrow. Don't you want to interview me or something first?
Allison was surprised by him just offering it to her there and then, but she wasn't about to complain. Of course, she knew the reason why he offered her the job straight away, and being the sort of naughty little tease that she was, it didn't bother her a bit. In fact, it made her feel quite smug seeing the effect she was having on this sad, pathetic excuse of a man.
No, no, we don't need to bother with that. We'll just give you a couple of days and see how you get on, shall we?
The truth was that the old boy didn't care about anything else. To his mind, she was more than qualified enough. All she would have to do was turn up every day. When you look as incredible as that, then the question of whether she could do the job or not seemed somewhat irrelevant. It wasn't often that pretty young ladies came into his shop, and if they did, it was a very rare treat. However, he couldn't ever remember seeing one with a body like hers. She was just amazing, truly the stuff of fantasies and wet dreams. So to have her asking to come and work there was an opportunity this dirty old pervert was never going to pass up in a million years. They had a quick discussion about the hours she would work, and it was decided that she would come straight from college at 4 p.m., and work until the shop closed at 8 p.m. The truth was, the old boy wanted to give her as many hours as possible for obvious reasons and couldn't wait for her to start it, which was why he suggested she could start the very next day. With a kind and lovely smile, Allison thanked the shopkeeper and turned to leave. As she did, she flicked her head to toss her gorgeous blonde hair back.
See you tomorrow!
She chirped up as she pulled the door open and left. The pot-bellied old shopkeeper didn't respond. He was too mesmerized by her extremely shapely ass. He hadn't noticed it until that moment, and couldn't believe just how incredibly blessed this girl was. The snug fit of her faded denim jeans left no doubt as to what a perfectly formed pair of firm cheeks she had, the sort that men like him can only ever dream of. He really couldn't wait for her to start. The following day, the old man waited excitedly for her. Being something of an unclean and lazy slob, he lifted his sweat-stained t-shirt and sprayed a liberal quantity of cheap deodorant under his smelly armpits just before she was due to arrive. It made no difference, but he didn't know that. He thought that was all that was needed. Why waste time taking a shower when that did the same job? Allison arrived at 4 p.m. on the button as planned. Having come straight from college, she was still in her uniform, something that the old boy very much approved of. In fact, it was something he had been hoping and praying for. She came in with a cheery,
"Hello?"
and dropped her back down behind the counter. She looked stunning in her navy blue college skirt. It had two pleats either side to the front, allowing it to move freely about the tops of her legs while fitting nice and tight across her lovely firm ass. It was teasingly short, just covering the top third of her thighs, and oh, what thighs! Flawless in every way, showing off her youthful fitness and tan to a perfectly smooth golden sheen.
On her feet she wore white socks rolled down around her ankles and wedge-heeled sandals.
"Sorry about the uniform," she said as she noticed him looking her up and down.
"I've come straight from college and don't have time to change."
"Oh, that's fine," he eventually said as if not really paying attention. The reason for his distraction was that along with her sexy little skirt he had just noticed her white college blouse, or more importantly what it was attempting to contain. The buttons could be seen straining to hold back the force of the 18-year-old's phenomenal 32GGs. It looked at any moment as if they might bust free without any warning. The detail of her lacy white bra could just about be made out through the clinging white cotton. The old boy had never had such temptation laid in his path, and it was at this moment that he suddenly wondered what he had done. He didn't regret offering her the job, I mean how could he? Just one look at her, and anyone would have done the same. No, he was seriously worried about how he was going to control himself. He could already see how it was going to be absolute torture being in such close proximity to this beauty every day. The temptation of that gorgeous fit young body was going to be just too much. All he wanted was to have a crafty feel. He knew she would never let him, but sooner or later he knew it would come to the point where he just wouldn't be able to resist. As she loosened her college tie and undid the top two buttons of her blouse, she couldn't help but notice the obvious effect she was having on him. Beads of sweat broke out on his bald head and he had to remove his wire-framed glasses to wipe the condensation from the thick lenses on his shirt. As he placed them back on his podgy, ever-reddening face, she saw the huge patches of sweat under each of his arms. He was really rather disgusting, but Allison could put up with that, and if he found her nice to look at then who was she to deny him? After all, it wasn't hurting her in any way. In fact, if anything, she found it quite funny. She figured that maybe if the odd flutter of her eyelashes in his direction meant she would get away without having to do very much work, then why not? She was certainly a girl who knew the value of her assets, and already began to wonder if she may be able to wrap this sad fat old fool around her dainty little finger.
"What would you like me to do to start?"
"Oh, you can tidy up the magazines, they keep getting in such a state," he told her.
"Oh, and call me Brian."
She went and got started straight away, knowing full well that he was probably standing behind the counter watching her every move. Of course, that's exactly what he was doing. Standing just 6 feet behind her, he had a golden opportunity to let his eyes roam all over her luscious curves. His mouth hung open as he pulled up a stool to sit on and watched her gorgeous fit young ass in the sexy little navy blue skirt. It had only been a minute or two and already Brian could feel a swelling in his old underpants. It grew even harder when she started working on the first row of adult magazines. The reason was twofold. Firstly, he found it quite exciting to see such a lovely pretty young girl having to handle and look at such things. She seemed intelligent, and he couldn't help wondering if it was in her mind that these magazines existed solely for one reason, and one reason only. She had to know that men would buy these magazines to wank over, and the thought of her knowing such things as she handled them was turning him on. Secondly, of course, as she had to reach up to them, which gave him a spectacular view under her arms of her magnificent tits. All he could do was imagine himself reaching around her sides and cupping one in each hand. Now getting carried away in his thoughts, he imagined pressing his cock against her ass and rubbing himself up and down against her as he squeezed them hard while burying his face in her lovely soft blonde hair.
"I can't reach the top shelf."
Her voice suddenly snapped him back from his daydream. He must have had a guilty look on his face. Not that she could read his mind, but he couldn't help wondering if somehow she knew what he had just been thinking.
"Oh, of course, there's a stepladder in the back."
As she breezed by him to go through to the small back room, Brian caught the scent of her perfume. A moment later she returned and he caught it again. Everything about her was just pure perfection. While she set the ladder up, a man came in and bought a newspaper. As he left, the old shopkeeper smiled as he noticed him take a quick look over Allison and then stopping to look again as if he hadn't believed what he had seen. As the door closed behind him, Allison went up the ladder to the third step and got to work on tidying the top shelf. Old Brian was working up quite a sweat now as he admired her perfectly flawless legs. He just knew they would be silky smooth to the touch, and the thought of running his hand up them was such a tempting one. He then saw a golden opportunity. The hem of her skirt was pretty much at eye level, and as she leaned forward to arrange the magazines, he watched it raise a little higher. He couldn't miss the chance of trying to get a dirty little look up her skirt. He didn't want to get caught. She had only been working there 5 minutes, and if he did, she would surely leave, and that would be that. But the urge to have a peek was too great no matter what the risk. He couldn't help himself. So the sweaty old creep leaned forward with his elbows on the counter and rested his chin in his hands. Still, she continued to work at tidying the top shelf, leaning across towards it as she did. His eyes widened and his heart began to race as he looked up and saw the white crotch of her panties between her legs. This was too much. He couldn't believe his luck. What an incredible sight for a sex-starved old pervert. He wanted to reach for his now rampant erection but didn't dare. Just then Allison bent down and took hold of the top of the ladder to steady herself so she could come back down. Old Brian then got the treat of his life when by doing this she unwittingly gave him a perfect view straight up the back of her skirt. He suddenly and unexpectedly found himself presented with the incredible sight of Allison's pretty white lace panties stretched across her gorgeous firm ass. As she took a step down, he suddenly realized that he had better not make it obvious what he had been doing. So he quickly shuffled a pile of newspapers on the counter, pretending that he was too busy to have been looking at her. Allison never even gave it a thought as she asked what she should do next. The old boy had gotten away with it. The rest of the evening was spent with old Brian showing her the ropes. Every minute was pure torture. No matter what he was doing, he couldn't take his eyes off Allison. She made a cup of tea for them, and as she carried the two cups through, he found it impossible not to stare at the gentle bounce and sway of her huge bust, praying that the straining button between her 32 GGs would give way and make his dream come true.
or he would stand behind her showing her how to work the till, unable to stop himself from looking down her full firm cleavage. If he managed to, it was only to have a crafty look down her back at her ass and the way it thrust out behind her. With his hand just inches away, it would have been so easy to give in to the unbearable temptation and just grab it. God knows this ass was crying out to be grabbed. As the evening drew to a close, the old shopkeeper was so pleased to hear her say that, if it was okay with him, then she would be back at the same time tomorrow. All too soon she had grabbed her bag and blazer and was gone, leaving one very frustrated old pervert behind her. Unable to wait until he got home, the old boy locked the door and went through to the small office at the back of the store. Without a moment to lose, he pulled his trousers and underpants down and sat himself in his chair. He grabbed his desperately hard cock in his hand and pictured Allison in his mind as began wanking himself off.
"Oh yes, yes, Sue Allison, you dirty bitch, oh yes, yes."
He moaned as he closed his eyes and drifted off into fantasy. He imagined it was her hand wanking him off while he dreamed of running his hand up the back of her skirt and groping her ass in those lovely white lace panties. The buttons of her blouse would magically burst open and she would thrust her huge tits in his face.
"Oh yes, yes, oh God, yes."
He cried as she wanked him harder, now pleading with him for sex, begging him over and over to fill her tight virgin pussy with his big hard cock. Suddenly his legs started thrashing around as a huge thick rope of spunk flew from his cock high into the air, quickly followed by another then another.
"Oh yeah, Allison, you dirty little bitch, you of a yeesus mmmmmm."
As he spoke, he slowly drifted back to reality. He was alone and it was his hand on his cock, but oh, what an incredible feeling. He had just had the best wank he had experienced for a very long time, which was clear from the sticky mess he had just made. There was spunk everywhere. His imagination had served him well, and he just knew that Allison was going to be the source of many, many more such fantasies. Over the following days, Allison turned up at 4 o'clock on the dot wearing her college uniform, ready for work. Each day was much the same as the first, and poor old Brian was finding increasingly difficult to control his feelings. The more time he spent with her, the more he wanted her, and as the days went on, he couldn't resist putting his hands on her every opportunity he got. Nothing serious that might get Allison worried, just touching her arm when he spoke with her, or placing a friendly hand on her shoulder when he was showing her how to do something. His favorite little trick was placing his hands on her waist when they were both behind the counter, and he had to squeeze through behind her. That was such a thrill for the fat old pervert. He would more often than not place his hands on top of her hips, and as he let go, he would allow his hand to fall and accidentally brush across her ass. Allison noticed but let it go every time. She thought it was probably accidental, as she was aware that her shapely ass did stick out behind her somewhat. Friday was her fifth evening at the shop, and she had been noticing how the sweaty old potbelly Brian seemed unable to take his eyes off her chest whenever he spoke to her. The 18-year-old wasn't stupid. She knew the effect her 32 GGs had on men and had to expect it to a certain extent, but with him it was starting to get a little too obvious. She didn't really mind men looking at her that way. It was what gave her that feeling of power over them, and she was sure it was probably what got her the job in the first place. But all the same, she was starting to realize just what a dirty old man he clearly was. She also wondered if it was her imagination or was the sad old fool starting to flirt with her. She didn't mind, why would she? It was all harmless fun as she saw it. After all, there was no way he would honestly think that she could be even remotely interested in him. He would have to just look at himself to see that. He was easily pushing 60, and with that fat sweaty gut, balding head and body odor, there was no way he could be deluded enough to think a lovely blonde 18-year-old who could probably have any man she wanted would ever think of him in that way. Sometimes Allison would actually find it quite pathetic to see the way he obviously enjoyed her company. But more often than not, she found it quite funny, very funny in fact, and would even occasionally get a kick out of responding in a flirtatious way herself just to wind him up. She soon noticed how often he got her to go up that ladder too. He had even taken to standing at the bottom to hold it steady for her. He would tell her every time how he couldn't go up it because he didn't like heights. But Allison wasn't stupid, and she quickly realized he was just doing it to try and get a crafty look up her skirt. Once or twice the devil came out in her, and she would bend forward sticking her ass out as she did just to show him what he wanted but couldn't have, teasing him mercilessly with a clear view of her panties. She would act all innocent as if she had no idea of the show she was giving him, but inside she would be thinking what a creepy pervert he was. The satisfaction she got was from knowing that he would be going mad with frustration, a frustration brought on by her, a frustration that she and only she could release him from but of course never would. So instead she would just wind him up more and more with cheeky glimpses of her panties and her sometimes flirty ways. She knew it was cruel, but as she saw it, the dirty bastard got what he deserved. Of course he didn't see it that way, he was loving it, who wouldn't? About an hour before closing time, when the shop was always empty, Allison stood in the doorway of the little office at the back watching the old shopkeeper doing his banking. As he counted out the day's takings, she cheekily asked him how he thought she had done that week and if she was going to get a bonus for all her hard work.
"Oh, I'll give you a bonus,"
he replied with a dirty smile on his fat sweaty face. To start with, Allison was only joking, but soon started thinking that actually she deserved one for putting up with him ogling her all week. So she pressed the point again, only this time in a more flirty girly way, fiddling with her hair and pouting her lips.
"Well, you certainly know how to get your way," he went on. "I should smack your ass, you naughty girl."
In an instant he grew excited as her response wasn't what he expected. He thought at that comment she would just call him an old pervert and leave him to it, but instead she just laughed.
"I will, you know," Brian told her. "You wouldn't dare." "Oh, wouldn't I?"
He couldn't believe it. Was she flirting with him? He didn't waste time thinking about it. This was a golden opportunity, one not to be missed.
"You better not,"
she said playfully as he slid his chair out from behind his tatty old desk.
Come here, he said as he reached for her hand. She just laughed, which for old Brian was the green light. He could see she thought it was all just a bit of hijinks. That was exactly what she thought, it was all just a bit of harmless fun. She was only flirting and playing along in the hope that if she got him in a good enough mood then he may throw some extra cash in her wages.
You asked for it, he said trying to hide his excitement as he pulled her down towards him. His heart was racing and his mouth salivating as she landed face down across his lap, hands on the floor one side of him and feet on the floor the other. He already had a huge hard-on but the unbelievable sight of her ass sticking up in the air right before him barely covered by her little blue college skirt got him even more excited.
No, no!
Allison cried through fits of the giggles. The old man laughed along with her to pretend it was all play and nothing sinister as he put one arm across her back to hold her still. Then as she struggled he said,
You asked for it.
And brought his right hand down and smacked her sexy ass. She let out a playful shriek which was all the encouragement he needed to smack it again then again. Her gorgeous rounded cheeks were as tight as a drum. With every smack he felt just how incredibly firm they were giving just a teasing jiggle before springing back to their original perfect shape. He could feel himself struggling to keep control of his excitement. He couldn't let her see how extremely turned on he was.
Okay, okay, I give in!
Allison shouted as she realized that things were going a bit too far.
Had enough, have you?
Brian asked her playfully. As he paused to speak the crafty old pervert rested his hand on her right ass cheek. He could see she hadn't realized where it was which gave him the chance he had been dreaming of. She continued telling him that was enough and he continued pretending he thought she was joking, and all the while he was at long last enjoying a sneaky free feel of her gorgeous firm young ass. It felt so incredibly good, and his cock was throbbing in his trousers as his hand started to gently roam over it. She then seemed to start to try and get up, but with his mouth watering and his mind racing he suddenly started to tickle her back with his free hand in a bid to keep her there just a little longer. Instantly she erupted into laughter and started to squirm around. She was obviously very ticklish. He looked down at her ass and saw all the movement had caused her skirt to ride up a little. In a flash he took the chance and while he tickled her with one hand to distract her attention, the other, somehow accidentally, pulled her skirt up all the way fully exposing her white lace panties. He suddenly stopped tickling her, and his joking was instantly replaced by a deadly serious silence.
Oh God!
Was all he could muster as he licked his lips and then stared for a moment at the glorious sight before him. It was simply too much for a dirty old pervert like him to resist, regardless of the consequences he had to touch those gorgeous panty-covered cheeks. As he lowered his hand and his fingertips felt the fine white lace he let out a long deep sigh. The trembling of his hand was matched by the trembling of his breath as he rested his palm over one firm round cheek.
Oh yes, lovely!
Brian whispered unable to help himself. It was at that moment that Allison realized what was going on and she quickly struggled free, but not before the old pervert had managed to give it a desperately needed squeeze.
I think that's far enough, said Allison firmly having gotten back to her feet.
The old boy just looked at her breathing heavily. He didn't care what she thought, he was thrilled by what had just happened. There was no way he would have resisted that even if he wanted to. Allison was unsure how best to react, so with just 20 minutes until the shop was due to close she said,
I think I better go home.
Then turned and left. Old Brian quickly went out and locked the shop door, taking the chance to watch Allison walk off down the road for a second or two before she vanished around the corner. Then, unable to wait, he scurried off back into the office. With the thought of what had just happened still fresh in his mind, the filthy old pervert quickly pulled his trousers and underpants down and had the quickest yet most explosive wank. Within seconds he was shooting spunk all across his desk, thoughts of the gorgeous 18-year-old racing around in his mind. Soon he was done, and as he sat back down in his chair to survey the mess he had just created, he hoped he hadn't scared her off for good. Having her around was pure torture, but he also knew that the thought of her leaving was unbearable. He needed her. He needed to get his daily fix of seeing her incredible curves no matter how frustrating it was for him. Saturday came and went, and she didn't show. The poor fat old man thought he had blown it. He was never going to see his gorgeous fantasy girl again. But surprise, surprise, at 4 o'clock on Monday she turned up as normal. To say Brian was thrilled to see her would be the understatement of the year. After a talk about what had happened the other day, the old man apologized and promised her it wouldn't happen again. He did try to explain, however, how difficult it was for someone like him, an overweight, unattractive old man, to be in the company of such a beautiful young girl like her. Surprisingly for him, she seemed to understand and even went so far as to say that she was probably partly to blame for maybe teasing him a little too much. She also needed the job. There wasn't many around, especially with hours that suited her so well, and she definitely needed the money. So all in all, she was prepared to give it another go. Over the following days, old Brian knew he had to be a bit careful. He didn't want to frighten her off, but he just couldn't help himself from looking at her mouth-watering curves. It was hard for him as his lust for her seemed to grow and grow. The more he couldn't touch her, the more he wanted to. It was so bad that as soon as she left every night, he would have to relieve his almost constant erection with a desperately needed wink. A couple of times when she was up that stepladder, and he got a glimpse up her skirt, he even had to go out to the toilet and have a quick one right there and then. Allison had tolerated him to a certain extent, understanding that a sweaty old man of his age was only human, and the temptation of her lovely firm young body must be driving him crazy. So the odd, accidental touch here and there along with his roaming eyes was something she decided was only to be expected, so she would just put up with it. Just occasionally, however, various things come together all at the same time, giving a luckless fat old pervert like Brian what can only be called a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It was 1 week to the day since the spanking incident, and Brian was sweating more than usual from the summer heat, evident from the large wet patches under his stinking armpits. It wasn't only the heat, of course, that was raising his body temperature. He had given Allison the task of sorting out the chest freezer that held all of the ice creams and lollies. As always, he was unable to take his eyes off her, and from behind he had a lovely view as she bent over to reach inside. Working away as she was, she had no idea his eyes were burning holes into her ass. Standing and bending over like that had her short blue college skirt stretching nice and tight across her gorgeous, shapely young cheeks. Along with this, every time she straightened up, he could clearly see the effect the freezer was having on her. Her nipples were poking straight out through her bra and blouse. They were so blatantly obvious that he couldn't help but drool at the sight of them. It was at this point that he decided to announce to her that it was his birthday. It turned out that he was in fact now 62.
"Oh my God, why didn't you say anything earlier?"
Allison questioned, clearly surprised.
"Oh, it's nothing," he replied. "Don't worry about birthdays at my age."
"So what are you doing to celebrate?" Allison continued.
"Celebrate? Nothing."
She couldn't believe it, and as she delved deeper, she found that he had received no cards or anything. It seemed that nobody really cared about him, not even his family.
"If I knew, I would have got you a card," she told him.
She felt suddenly so sad and sorry for the old man. True, he was fairly fat and disgusting, but he was harmless enough, and nobody deserved to be forgotten on their birthday. Now that was the first thing. The next thing was something that the old boy wouldn't know, but Allison had in fact had a naughty dream about him last night. To be honest, it was her second. Now there was no way she fancied him. It was quite the opposite. Just the thought of him in that way turned her stomach. But as everyone knows, you have no control over your dreams, no matter how unbelievable they may be. In both of them, the dirty fat old pig holds her down and forces himself on her. She tries to fight him off, but he's got her trapped under his fat sweaty bulk. As she struggles to free herself, he forces his dirty great big cock into her and rapes her. She has no idea where these dreams come from, but she wishes they would stop. Partly because they're so horrifying, but more because she woke up each time to find herself extremely turned on, so much so that her pussy is dripping wet and needing instant attention. Standing there looking at him now, she felt disgusted at herself and couldn't understand why she would get turned on by these dreams. Just the mere thought of it made her skin crawl. The final twist of the day was that Allison was due to go straight out to a party from work that night and had asked Brian earlier in the week if she could get changed there before going. As it was now 20 minutes from closing time, she asked him if it was alright for her to go into the back office and get ready. Of course, that was okay with him. The thought of her stripping off in his grubby little office got him rather excited.
"Now you just stay out there,"
she told him as she shut the door behind her. He waited a minute or so, getting ever more excited at the thought of her getting undressed in there. Should he just go in for a look? What would she say? What could she say? As he thought it over in his mind, he went across and flipped the closed sign over on the shop door and locked it. This was the chance of a lifetime. He had to take it. There was no way he could resist the overwhelming temptation. As it was a party she was going to, Allison had changed even her underwear into something a little more special. She had put on a full matching pure white lace set, a half cup 32GG bra that held her phenomenal bust perfectly, a matching thong with a small lace triangle to the front and a much smaller one emerging from the top of her ass at the back, joined together with thin lace ties either side on top of her hips. The cherry on the cake, though, was the pure white stockings that encased her gorgeous legs like a second skin, with matching frilly white lace suspenders holding them up. On her feet, she had on white shoes with a good 5-inch heel. She had put them on already, as the carpet was so filthy and she didn't want to get her stocking feet dirty. It wasn't hard to imagine the shock old Brian got when he came bursting and pretending to be sorry because he had to get something. The moment he saw her standing there in just those sexy undies, he instantly froze. Allison shouted at him to get out and grab the only thing within reach, which was her white college blouse.
"Get out, will you?"
she again shouted. But the poor pathetic old fool couldn't move. He just stood there as if in some sort of trance, staring at her. He didn't know what to think. This was a completely unexpected surprise. To see a girl with an unbelievably voluptuous body like hers wearing the sort of underwear that, quite honestly, he didn't think women really wore other than in his fantasies, was just too much. Then, as Allison quickly threw the blouse on, he seemed to instinctively grab the rest of her clothes from on the desk.
"Give them to me,"
demanded Allison as she tried to button the blouse up. But still the old man stared at her with his mouth now fully open and his tongue almost hanging out. After a few seconds, the shock started to fade, and Brian, as if acting on instinct, threw the clothes out through the door into the shop and closed it. Allison grew nervous as he turned his back to her, and she heard the key turn in the lock. He then took the key and placed it high up on top of the door frame. There was no way she would be able to reach it from there and get the door open, and she knew it. The fat, sweaty old man turned back to face her.
"Ooh, this is very kind of you, ooh, thank you,"
he said quietly as he removed his wiry old glasses and wiped them on the bottom of his shirt before placing them back on.
"W, what do you mean?"
Allison asked nervously.
"Well, you know, isn't this my birthday treat?"
As he spoke, his eyes roamed all over her and sweat ran from his balding head down the sides of his fat red face. He was so turned on by the sight of her, he had honestly never seen anything like it in real life. She looked like she had stepped straight from the pages of his higher quality top shelf magazines. In fact, even they couldn't compare to her. All Allison had to cover herself was the white blouse that suddenly looked a little on the small side. It was possibly the different sexier bra she was wearing, but the gaping between the buttons told of the strain they found themselves under. It was also short, very short, the bottom of it stretching tightly around her hips and only covering half of her ass.
Standing there in her stockings and suspenders and tightly fitted blouse, she ironically looked an even greater turn-on than if she was completely naked. Again, Allison protested and insisted he get her clothes right now.
"Well, that depends," said the old man as he stepped up closer to her.
"You can have them back, if I can have a birthday kiss."
"W, what, N, no, look, just give me my clothes."
He licked around his mouth with his filthy fat tongue as he took another step closer.
"Ooh, come on, it is my birthday, just a little kiss, mm?"
As his face got closer to hers, he glanced down at her cleavage. Having only managed to do up a few buttons, there was plenty for the old pervert to feast his hungry eyes on. She had never seen him like this before. It was as if he was a different person. He looked to have lost all self-control, and for the first time Allison found the look of lust in his eyes frightening, and didn't know what to do. With his mouth just inches from hers and his vile breath filling her nostrils, the pretty blonde knew that whatever he was going to do, there was really nothing she could do to stop him.
"Please don't,"
whimpered Allison as she tried to move her head back away from him. She looked afraid, like a rabbit caught in the headlights of a car, her beautiful big blue eyes watering over. His voice was now a trembling whisper, and sweat ran down his face as he backed her up against the wall.
"Well, you know what you're doing, you're such a tease,"
he whispered as he brought his hands forward and placed them on her hips. As he moved a little closer, he felt his way down her white lace suspenders and over her stocking-clad thighs. The silky smooth nylon felt amazing, and the old man took the opportunity to have a good feel up and down her sexy young thighs. Allison could clearly see he had a thing for stockings and suspenders from the way his breathing grew heavier as he carried on feeling his way up and down them.
"God, you're beautiful,"
he whispered as he looked deeply into her big blue eyes.
"So very beautiful."
He could see she wasn't enjoying what he was doing, but he couldn't help himself. He had to push his luck further.
"Please, ooh, please, make an old man happy, just for a minute."
As his voice trailed off, he pressed his lips to hers and sighed heavily as, with no real choice, she allowed him to continue. His breathing suddenly grew more rapid and his excitement started to overwhelm him as he instinctively brought a hand up and cupped her right breast.
"Oh God, yes, oh lovely, yes, yes."
His muffled voice quivered as he seemed to tremble all over. Completely defenseless, Allison tried to protest, but he took no notice as at long last his hands were on the 18-year-old's lovely big tits, freely feeling them all over through the tight-fitting blouse. Her body felt so amazing, even better than he would have ever dared imagine. He was amazed at the firmness of her young body, and as his hands wandered more, he found she had such a slender-toned frame. He then quickly realized just how much of what was under her blouse was pure tit meat. The smooth feel of her fresh white blouse and the way it coated her body only added to the experience. Allison tried to push him off.
"No, stop," she pleaded. "Please, please stop. Let me, please, just for a few minutes, please,"
came his reply as he carried on feeling her up, relentlessly kissing her face, mouth, and neck like a hungry, slobbering dog. Suddenly he stopped and held her at arm's length, pinning her shoulders to the wall while he took a moment to look down her body. His eyes seemed to focus on her chest.
"Oh God, let me see, oh please, just a look,"
he begged as, without waiting for a response, he started pulling the buttons of her blouse apart. Still, the 18-year-old did nothing. She had never seen anyone so excited in her life, and for the first time she started to realize the dangerously powerful effect her body could have. As he roughly pulled her blouse open, Allison saw tears come to his eyes as he admired the spectacular sight of her huge tits held firm in the sexy pure white lace bra.
"Oh yes,"
he sighed.
"Yes, yes, yes."
He couldn't believe his luck. At long last, he was not having to make do with sneaky glimpses of her bra through a partially gaping blouse. This was it. Something he could only have ever dreamt of.
What did she think?
He didn't care. He couldn't resist what was before him. No man could. Allison could do nothing as he placed his fat, sweaty hands on either side of each breast, his sensitive fingertips examining every detail of their beautiful lace cups. Suddenly, he pulled her to him and squashed his face into her deep cleavage, biting, sucking, licking, chewing, her bra, her bare skin, whatever came.
"Well, I want you so much," he gasped.
His hands went around behind her and grabbed her gorgeous young ass, causing him to groan again as he felt for the first time the tight firmness of her perfectly formed cheeks. Allison could see what this was all leading up to and honestly couldn't see any way out, either from the room or the situation. He hurriedly stepped back from her and pulled his shirt off over his head, making some comment about how hot he was. This was quickly followed by his trousers and shoes. Now things were serious. It was inevitable that he was going to use her in some way to satisfy his lust. She just stood there in her sexy underwear with her blouse ripped open, wondering if in some way it was her own fault she was in this mess. After all, she knew how she looked and the way she had been teasing him over the last few weeks. What a disgusting sight he was in his tatty old blue underpants with his gut hanging over and black sock complete with holes with his big toes sticking through. His fat stomach, chest, shoulders, and even his back were completely covered in coarse, thick black and gray curly hair. He was horrible. The room now seemed to suddenly fill with the smell of stale sweat. Allison looked down to see the huge tent pole in his underpants. A wet patch had formed at its tip. It was so big and hard that it pulled the elastic waistband away from his body, stretching the grubby blue cotton to the limit. Reluctantly, she slipped the blouse from her shoulders and it fell to the floor. The old boy dragged the back of his hand across his mouth as he now looked down at the flimsy little lace triangle that barely covered the lovely blonde mound between her legs.
"Oh, I'm sorry, but look what you do to me,"
he said as he came around the desk and rested his flabby old ass against it, gesturing towards the massive pole in his underpants.
"Oh, come here, sweetheart, just for a moment. Ooh, please."
Allison knew she had no choice, and deep down she knew the sooner she got on with it, the sooner it would all be over.
So she tentatively approached him, unsure of what he might do. She was angry at herself for getting into the fix, especially as she knew what he was like. Just then he reached for her arm and pulled her closer so she was standing between his parted feet. As she tried to step back away from him, he reached around and grabbed her right ass cheek in his sweaty hand and squeezed it hard. There was no escape.
"Oh yes, that's it,"
he groaned as he fondled her. "Fuck, your ass is so cheeky, God it feels good. I've been wanting to grope it ever since the first day you came." With that he let out a long deep groan and his eyes rolled back as he grabbed a good fistful and squeezed it hard. "As for these gorgeous fuckers," he went on as he looked down at her huge heaving bosom, "I've been wanking myself off every day wondering what it would be like to feel them." Allison suddenly got a real insight into the workings of his mind. His crude revelation came as no real surprise to the pretty young blonde, but the very fact that he told her made him look even more of a pervert. He let out a long sigh as he released her ass and dragged both his hands up her sides. He then pulled her tight up against him, causing her tits to bulge upwards as they squashed against his barrel chest. He looked down, drooling like a dog all over them. His eyes seemed to bulge as much as they did. Although he still had his underpants on, she could feel his cock forcing its way between her legs, pressing hard against her lace-covered pussy. She knew she had to do something. She didn't want to admit it, but with the memory of last night's dream still quite fresh in her mind, she could actually feel herself reluctantly getting moist. The dirty fat pig took her wrist in his free hand and guided it down over his hairy round belly.
"Oh please, please just touch it for me, Jay, just for a second, oh God, please,"
he begged her.
"No,"
Allison replied as angrily as she could. She knew full well what he meant, and the thought of touching this old pervert's disgusting cock for him made her feel sick.
"Oh please, please, I'm begging you, just a quick touch."
As he forced her hand lower, she knew she would have to do what he wanted.
"Okay, okay,"
she barked as she snatched her hand away from his. The thought of pleasuring Brian disgusted her, but she could see that this was maybe a way to get it over with quickly. She slowly reached down into his underpants through the gap where the worn elastic was being pulled away from his stomach by his erection. She chewed on her bottom lip as she carefully wrapped her fingers around his hot throbbing cock.
"Oh yeses,"
was all he could say. The whole of his body seemed to twitch and jerk as she started to feel her way back and forth along its length. The feeling of her soft sweet hand struggling to reach all the way around the huge girth of his swollen cock was just too much for the old man. She knew what she was doing as she clenched her fist as tightly as she could around it.
"Oh that's good, ooh yes, ooh you lovely lovely girl, oh yes yes yes,"
Brian moaned. Steadily she began to build momentum. She could see she was driving him crazy. His hands were all over her. Within no time at all she had built up to full speed, wanking him off furiously, pumping his cock in her hand as fast as she could. To turn him on even more she locked her mouth over his and pushed her tongue in as she kissed him passionately. He couldn't believe what was happening as he forced his tongue to the back of her throat with the excitement of it all. Relentlessly she pounded his cock, knowing full well he wouldn't last long, and she was right. He suddenly cried out. His tongue was still entwined with hers, muffling his voice.
"I'm coming, OHFUCK, I'm coming."
It was all happening so fast, too fast, but there was nothing he could do.
"Fuck yes yes yes, fuck fuck fuck."
At that moment his fat torso jerked violently, and Allison felt the unmistakable sticky wetness of his filthy hot spunk cover her hand. For the next few moments her hand squelched around deep inside his old cotton underpants as she carried on bringing him off. She looked down and had never seen so much spunk. It looked like someone had filled his underpants with a huge full pot of yogurt. It was truly disgusting. She lifted her hand out and was almost sick at the sight of it. Her fingers were all strung together with a thick sticky web of his stinking sperm. She glanced up to see him looking at her with a huge satisfied grin on his face.
"Oh hey, you good girl,"
he said.
"That was fucking lovely, oh God I needed that."
With that he pulled his dirty spunk sodden underpants off and threw them in the corner. Allison saw how soaked they were and, despite everything, couldn't help feeling a little smug that that was all down to her. Him just seeing her in her underwear was enough to make him produce all that massive spunk. How much torture must she have been putting through? Thinking that was it, Allison asked him if she could go now. The problem was this dirty smelly fat old man had never been in a situation like this before, locked in a room with a big busted blonde 18-year-old wearing nothing but her underwear. On top of this he was becoming convinced that she was a horny cock teaser who knew exactly what she was doing. So he would have to be crazy to let her go yet. Instead he just looked her up and down for a moment before opening the bottom drawer of his desk and pulling out a crumpled old porn magazine.
"Before you go I want you to do one more thing for me,"
he said with a creepy tone to his voice.
"Just one more little birthday treat."
The well-worn magazine fell open to a particular page, and the sweaty old slob turned it around to show Allison.
"Look,"
he told her with a smile across his face.
"She looks just like you."
Allison looked and saw a spread of pictures showing a big busted blonde model whom she had to admit did indeed look very much like her. What's more, she was wearing the almost identical white lace underwear as Allison.
"Eh,"
sighed Brian as he turned the magazine back around for him to see.
"We've had many a happy time together."
Allison quickly guessed that it probably wasn't just coincidence that the girl in this dirty magazine looked like her. She felt disgusted at the thought of this pervert jerking himself off over these pictures while probably imagining it was her.
"This is one of my favorite poses,"
he went on.
"Doesn't she look so good there?"
He showed her a picture of the girl from behind still in her underwear, looking back over her shoulder at the camera all smoldering and sexy. She was leaning forward against the desk, sticking her ass out. She was standing with her right foot on the floor and her left knee up on the desk.
It was a classic teasing pose with her legs apart just enough to give a naughty glimpse of the white crotch of her panties.
"Oh, I love that picture,"
he told her, as he seemed to be momentarily lost in it. It was a picture that he had indeed used more than most to masturbate over. His idea was very simple, but one that would bring him so much pleasure. He told Allison if she would stand against the desk in exactly the same way for a moment, then he would let her go. She wasn't sure what to do. She knew she should refuse. It would obviously turn him on, but then he was turned on already. She didn't really have any choice, not if she wanted to get out of there. She should stand and argue with him, but she could see there was no way he would give in, and as she would never be able to get the key and unlock the door, let alone escape, what could she do? All she could hope was that as he had just shot his load, then he wouldn't be capable of doing anything else. Also, she had never seen him quite like this, and to be honest, he made her very nervous, so she really didn't want to upset him. The best thing she could do was just do as he asked.
"Okay, but just for a moment,"
she told him sternly as she still wondered if it was a good idea. He watched as she turned her back to him and leant forward against the desk. She brought her left knee up onto it exactly as the model in the picture had done. After a few directions from Brian, he looked at the picture, then looked at Allison. He checked it several more times to make sure she was standing just right. With Allison looking back over her shoulder at him, she could see he was clearly pleased with how she looked.
"Fuck me,"
he exclaimed as he dropped the magazine to the floor and stepped towards her.
"Fucking unbelievable."
It was a wish come true for him. She was right there looking exactly like the image in the magazine that he had fantasized over more times than he could ever remember. Allison knew this was a bad idea from the almost trance-like state he seemed to be in, not to mention the erection that was now standing bolt upright against his fat, hairy belly. He looked her over, first from one side then the other. He seemed to be making some sort of funny whimpering noise interspersed with whispers of,
"Oh God,"
and
"Yesu, yes."
After a couple of minutes just admiring her, he went to touch her. Allison flinched nervously as soon as his fingertips brushed over her skin. He let out a long sigh as he placed his hands on her slender waist. Slowly he felt his way down over her shapely hips, on he went until he was feeling the gorgeous rounded curve of her ass. His touch was surprisingly soft, and as his hand slipped through to feel the top of her inner thigh, she couldn't believe that, despite her disgust, she was starting to find it a bit of a minor turn on. The other problem was those blasted dreams were still playing on her mind, and the more she tried not to think about them, the more she did. The old man wanted this luscious 18-year-old so badly, but this time he wanted to take his time and enjoy her. He had so often tried to imagine how it would be to touch a girl like this, and now here he was, and he wasn't disappointed. His mouth watered and his cock grew ever harder, as his hands freely roamed all over her incredibly sexy body, feeling her soft smooth skin, her teasing fine lace underwear, and her firmly toned yet extremely voluptuous curves. Just then the naked fat old man went down on his knees behind her to have a close-up look at the thin strip of white material that covered her lovely young pussy.
"Oh God, that's lovely,"
he whispered quietly as he ran a finger along it, seemingly unconcerned whether she wanted him to or not. He could feel the dampness of the fabric as he ran his finger back and forth along it, each time pressing a little harder into the folds of her pussy. Allison could feel his hot breath between her legs as she tried to fight the unwanted feelings welling up inside her. She then felt her panties being gently lifted to one side, something that was met with a simultaneous groan of pleasure from her unwanted molester. He couldn't believe what she was allowing him to do. This had to be a dream. There was no way this could be really happening, he thought. She still offered no objection. He expected her to scream and shout at him to leave her alone, but there was nothing. This was all the encouragement he needed to carry on. She bit down on her lip as she felt a finger slowly slither between her soft pink lips, her juices betraying her by welcoming the invading digit with a wetness that allowed it easy access into the tightness of her cunt.
"Ooh, yes, you like that, eh?"
As he spoke, he inserted a second finger. The sound of her wetness could be heard as he pushed them in. With two fingers probing deep inside her, Allison found it almost impossible not to enjoy it. It was all wrong. She shouldn't be feeling this way, but she couldn't control the ever-growing urges welling up inside her. She wished it wasn't this horrible and dirty old pervert. Why couldn't it be her boyfriend? It should be. He should be the only one she allowed to do this. He should be the only one who could make her feel this way. But the more she tried to hate what he was doing, the more she seemed to enjoy it. He rose to his feet and placed his fat, sweaty face next to hers.
"Will you dirty bitch, you're fucking soaking,"
he whispered as he started to finger her wet pussy harder and deeper. There was no denying it, he was right. She was soaking, she was a dirty bitch, and yes, she was enjoying it. The more he worked his fat, stubby fingers around inside her, the wetter and hornier she became.
"Stop, ooh, please stop,"
she begged.
"D, don't do this, P, please."
He just grinned. She was saying one thing, but her body seemed to be saying something else.
"You don't really want me to stop, do you?"
Just as he said that, he pushed a third finger into her, causing her to let out a sudden moan. He smiled as she bit down on her lip to stifle any more moans. He worked his fingers deep into her until he could feel the entrance to her womb. He then started to wiggle them around, which only made her wetter, so much so that it was now running down over his hand.
"Oh, take your bra off and let's see those lovely big fucking tits."
The old boy leant back and watched as she reached behind and undid the clasp. He groped her ass with his free hand while his other was still buried between her legs, relentlessly fingering her tight wet hole. As her bra slid down her arms and landed on the table, he released her ass and put his hand around her neck and pulled her upright so her face was next to his. He looked down her front and almost died at the incredible sight of her naked tits.
"Oh my God! Look at them fuckers!"
He couldn't wait a second longer. He needed to satisfy his overwhelming lust. He pulled his fingers out of her pussy and offered his cock up in their place. He rubbed the tip up and down her wet slit a few times until he could wait no longer. Allison let out a gasp as she felt the entrance to her pussy being stretched more than it ever had been by the thickness of his invading erection. He rested his chin on her shoulder and watched in awe as his own hands came around and slowly cupped her huge naked breasts. He was amazed at how heavy they were as he cradled them in his palms for a moment. As he started to squeeze, he got his first real sense of their youthful firmness. They felt just incredible. Wanting to turn her on even more, he pinched her nipples hard and started to roll them around between each thumb and forefinger. His cock was still just parting her entrance, and he hadn't yet drove it in. It was as if he was teasing her with it. Allison was finding it all too much. This merciless playing with her was sending her crazy. So much so that she got to the point where she had to do something about it. It was getting to be pure torture, and she now needed satisfaction as much as he did.
Ooh, don't tease me! Fuck me, you bastard, fuck me!
Her sudden vocal rant took him by surprise. Suddenly she wanted it. This was more than he could have ever dreamed of. She then slipped her knee from the desk so she was now standing with both feet apart on the floor leaning across it. Then without warning she thrust her ass back against him, impaling herself on the full length of his big thick cock. Old Brian just stood there with his eyes and mouth wide open as she started to dance her ass up and down and round fucking herself on his cock as hard and fast as she could. He just stood there and did nothing while she did all the work. She pushed herself back from the desk and ground herself as hard against him as she could, moaning and groaning as her hips rotated faster and faster. To old Brian it felt out of this world. His cock was being squeezed, sucked, and massaged all at once by her incredibly tight wet cunt. He wouldn't last long and knew he would have to sit down or his legs would give out. He grabbed the chair and swung it around behind him before pulling himself out of her and sitting back down.
No, not yet, don't stop.
Allison cried as she turned to face him. Of course he had no intention of stopping and grabbed her wrist to pull her towards him. She quickly got the hint and spread her legs either side of his lap and lowered herself down onto him. As he felt his cock being sucked into her hungry tunnel, he wasted no time in getting to grips with this gorgeous 18-year-old body that was now being offered to him. With her big naked tits right there in front of him, he brought his hands up and squeezed them as hard as he could. Allison threw her head back and started to rotate her hips around. With his cock buried as deep in her pussy as was possible, she pulled his head down towards her chest.
Oh, suck my nipples!
She seemed to almost be pleading with him. He didn't need telling twice, and within an instant he was sucking and chewing on them for all he was worth.
Oh yes, you dirty bastard!
She went on.
Isn't this what you've wanted since the first day you saw me?
MMMPH. Was all he could reply with his face buried in her tits.
Oh god, yes, yes, yes.
Allison cried as she bounced up and down riding his cock like a bucking bronco. The old man's hands were all over her, feeling every gorgeous intimate part of her fresh young body. He knew he wasn't going to last long at this rate, but he didn't care. This was the highlight of his entire life. He never in his wildest dreams ever thought he would get to fuck a girl like this, yet here she was fucking him and wanting more.
Fuck me then. Come on, fuck me.
She cried out, wanting him to use her as he had in her dream. Suddenly she lifted herself off his lap and dragged the two of them down onto the floor. She lay on her back with her legs spread wide and he fell into position between them.
Hold me down, go on. She said frantically. Pin me down and fuck me, go on.
He did exactly as she asked, who wouldn't? He pinned her arms to the floor and drove his cock right up inside her. She started thrashing around under him, pretending to try and fight him off. He knew it was all a kinky game and he was loving it, so much so that he got into it too.
Take it, you bitch, fucking take it.
He held her struggling body down while he sucked and chewed on her tits, sending her crazy.
You bastard, you dirty fat old bastard.
She cried at him as she threw her legs around his back. He was now hammering into her as fast and hard as he could, and the two of them were not going to be able to last much longer.
You dirty. Fucking. Bitch.
He puffed as he fucked her harder and harder.
Parading around in that. Short. Skirt, you fucking. Slut. Yeah, you love it. You old pervert.
She replied with ever-quickening breath.
Teasing me with. Those. Big. Fucking. Tits.
He went on as he grunted and groaned on top of her. Just then he cried out.
Oh, God.
He rammed his tongue into the back of her throat as the adrenaline rushed through his body, making him go ever quicker.
Yes, yes, yes.
Allison cried as she launched into the throes of orgasm.
Fuck me with that dirty big cock. Oh, fuck, I'm coming, I'm coming.
He hissed through gritted teeth.
Yes, fill me with your filthy spunk. Yes, yes, yes.
At that moment, old Brian grunted loudly as he suddenly filled her cunt with more spunk than it had ever had. Over and over he dumped more and more of the hot sticky stuff into her. It was like nothing he had ever experienced. To be pumping this gorgeous young beauty full of his mucky seed was just unbelievable. Allison at the same moment writhed in orgasm under his fat sweaty bulk. Her juices gushed all over his fat old cock like a tidal wave. The walls of her cunt throbbed as they milked and squeezed every last drop from his heavy old balls. Almost as soon as they were done, Allison felt sickened and disgusted by what had just happened. She demanded he let her go without any more delay. As he lumbered to his feet and got the key down, she snatched it from him and let herself out. She put on her outfit for the night in a matter of seconds, all the while she's receiving looks of appreciation from Brian.
See you Monday?
The old man said.
Fuck off!
Came Allison's rather abrupt reply. She never returned to the shop other than to get the wages she was owed, plus a little extra.
At that time she had no idea how often she was going to find herself leered at and lusted over by all manner of men. There wouldn't be a male boss for the next 20 years that wouldn't try it on with her. It was something she just grew used to. But now, with history repeating itself and Mandy now at the mercy of the same sort of men, she knew she had to protect her all she could. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.